Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, Uncle Larry ain't got no New Year song on here.
Ain't got no New Year's song on here.
Oh, man.
I don't feel like going looking for nothing either. We just go down the line, man, to play songs that sound good. We ain't got to be going back and forth looking for nothing. Songs I think feel good, yeah.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me. Spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me. And I knew for sure I was loved.
All right, Rob, hit the one button.
If I could get another chance, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never
right
how I love
to
dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He makes me laugh just to comfort me, then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love
talk.
We're saying
go to the next song, man. You listen to the show last night a little bit. I said I saw you listening to the show last night. It wasn't bad.
They was getting
and
it in.
Jeremiah and them, they were tearing Sam up again. Yeah, they told Jeremiah up. They say he cussed his mama. I ain't know that.
Well, you know, when you if you leaving it racing, one thing, when you start going personal with the personal stuff, I tend to try to stay clear of that, because one day that stuff is going to go wrong real fast with somebody.
People don't understand that, and they think
it's funny and think it's cool because it's over the phone. And you really don't know how that stuff affects a person.
Right.
And then when you see them, it affects everybody else around you, because it can really go bad. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Things, man, it's just not worth it. Because, like I said.
Yeah.
People got kids at these facilities. You're ruining other people's event money when they throw these events. I mean, certain things when you start implementing in racing that shouldn't be there, I think it's stupid, it's dangerous, and people, like I said, you know, it's all ha ha he he until something bad happens to someone. Like people like band talking that like mama, daddy stuff, and then when they family member die, then it's no, don't talk about that. Let's not do that no more. But it was okay when everything was fine with you, but when it's not fine with you, then we can't do that no more. I just sit back and I listen to destruction. These nigga shit. I'm just gonna keep it real.
Yeah.
When do nigga shit stop?
Yeah.
You say you have fun racing and talking crap. Yeah, you can talk crap without going personal. If you got to go personal, then
that's right.
Obviously it's something deeper. So when it comes to stuff like that, I tend to not even want to be listen to it or engage in it. Because Hey, remember what happened up there in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
You
talking about that event up at a few people did.
Yeah.
Two of them, I think, was brothers.
Right. Right. See, you don't know that person could go back and forth with you, but you really don't know what the plot is going on. And then here it is, you come to shake somebody's hand and say what's up to them, and you caught up in the middle of something because that person is coming at that person. He missed that person. He after and it hit you, Ed, or me, or somebody.
Yeah.
At some point, certain things just need to quit. And then I'm going to tell you this. It was told to me, these guys will do these things just to see if they can get away with doing it in front of some of your loved ones and think that shit is cool.
Oh, we got kids. We got kids joining the. Hey, Crooker, Uncle Larry, call Crooker or something to call in.
What's up,
kid? Nothing much. What's up,
kid? I was just
telling
a little story how things can go bad. I mean, in the midst of enjoying, you know, everybody enjoying themselves, all because somebody wanted to disrespect the other, you know. But yeah, the show was good. The show was even better. Actually, it was better both days. Good with both days. It's just like how Shaky called a particular person out on his no racing skills, but called himself True Grudge.
Oh man.
Yeah, I like how he deflected and changed to something else. But
not the look away.
The look away. I even like
right
when he said, man,
on my show last night.
You don't even race at your own. Huh?
You right here
said
on
like
my
when
show
said,
last
you
night.
You don't even race at your own event. Let me tell you something, kid. If Sham say I got a race locked in at 2:00. I guarantee you 100%. It ain't no 99.9 that you are the baby daddy. This is 100% the race ain't happening.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Bob, how long you been holding that in,
man?
I'm just telling the truth, man. It's called fake racing. That's called fake racing.
Mm-hmm.
And just to let it be put out there, nobody cares that you locked in somebody into a car to come and look at you race. Man, y'all say, hey, man, I promise you I'm going to go.
I brought you in before you hit the one button, man. I'm going to put you on mute. Hit the one button so I can have your hand up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I
button.
Just sat back and enjoyed every bit of some of the truth that was being thrown out there.
You hit the one button, kid, because I don't see you yet. There you go.
Hey, Ed, what that guy Jose say? What they say?
He told you talking about he told Sam about the true blood. True blood,
yeah,
no blood.
Yeah, I heard Zay on here the other night getting disrespectful with Big Sam.
Oh yeah.
Right.
I enjoyed all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this, too. I don't even know why people waste their time talking to goddamn Jeremiah. He ain't going to grudge race nobody.
Oh, man, not another one.
Just another
like the
one.
Other one.
I will give Sham the credit. He is going. He will grudge race if somebody take that screwdriver and stick it in his back. But Jeremiah,
he's
just going to get stuck. They just going to stick him multiple times. When he drinks water,
he's
going to be watering the flowers.
Huh?
Yeah, he's going to water the flowers when he drink water because he ain't grudging nobody.
Lord, ain't going to throw rice out of the wind. You know what you're trying to say?
Yes, sir. Hey, ever since he got rid of that, what was that, at Monte Carlo? You ain't seen him grudge nobody.
Yeah.
Not with that new car. He ain't grudged not one person with that new car. He been racing for
some
free,
of the,
but he ain't grudged.
You talking about the blue Buick he got now, the blue Buick he got.
Yeah. He ain't grudged nobody. Not with that car.
Oh,
one
man.
So that stuff, people be going back and forth with him. That's a waste of time because he really ain't going to grudge. Now, if you all got a free shootout, oh, he going to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Need help.
Yeah, he's gonna get in the shootout.
He's gonna get in that free shootout, but he ain't. I'm just telling you, ever since he had that car, he ain't grudged not one person.
Bring me in, son. I got a dodgy knee here.
Yeah, man.
Do this on your own.
And the stuff that people say to other people that's actually out there racing is the funniest thing. How you going to disrespect Zay and he go out of town and race? And you don't even race at your own event. It's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
No offense, kid, but the past is the past for a reason, kid.
Yeah, that's true.
And it ain't nothing wrong with talking about the past.
Mm-hmm.
But God damn, when it's 100%, about 90% of your show, man, what's going on to today? What's going on with today? I don't mind hearing stuff that happened within this year.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, we ain't nobody street racing no more, and we talk about it. I don't even know who's street racing now.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Hey, what you mean?
I don't.
All them boys out there street racing, man.
I don't know. I don't even care when they show it on video. I don't know who's racing who. I don't know. I ain't taking nothing from them.
I don't
know
either. Most of them, no.
You got a point there. You know, like I said, street racing today is not like it was back 20, 30 years ago. It's not like that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You
ain't
got so,
like
much,
it was
so much
20, 30 years
so much
ago.
Bullshit out here with this street racing nowadays, man. It's a shame.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As time moves on, there's
going to
be some changes.
Yeah, yeah. When I was...
That's for sure.
When I was around it, I ain't going to lie to you. The way they were talking about it, how it was back in the day, kid, it wasn't like
yeah.
that to me. Because
mm-hmm.
you standing around for hours
not
while
all
people
time.
Go back
You're
and
right,
forth.
Right. That's right.
I'm sitting up there for hours.
It wasn't always
like, why
constant racing.
Right. So it wasn't like
yeah.
it wasn't like that.
More,
I used to fall asleep, wake back up 2 hours
later,
and
they
still
the race. Yeah, that's right. Most of the time we go out there, you might move around all night from place to place and not get one race off. Because the police pop
right.
up, and then you say, well, we'll try it again. But then sometimes you go out there and you race all night.
Yep.
You know, but they was always trying to race. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had other issues to worry about.
I remember,
we had to worry about them.
It was
the stick-up man. The stick-up man used to ride up on bikes and stick our ass up.
Right. I remember when it was one race, I think it – I can't remember where it happened at. It might have happened on Doty. But these two guys, I think we was at Ventures. It was so long ago. It's cloudy. But one guy had a white Monte Carlo. Maybe it was like the SS-style Monte Carlo. Let me see. Yeah, I believe it was the one in L-style. And another guy had some, I can't remember what kind of car it was, but it was black or dark blue or something. It was a dark color. They was going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Hours, man. Hours. And then one of the guys had a mist in his car. You could hear the mist popping in the burnout. And this fool still got up there and threw about $3,000 away. I was like,
wow.
You talked for 2 or 3 hours and you could have been fixing on your car for that long. But, hey, it is what it is. But I don't remember. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was younger, I didn't care. It was just too much talking for me. Too much talking. This man, you could have had about 3 or 4 races at that time with all that talking. But this was in the 80s. This was in the 80s. Because I remember my pops had this little green SS Nova stick shift. We used to go on riding around. Then we started riding around looking for races with one of his buddy cars. But I used to sit in the back seat all the time and just enjoy just being around it. But the way I hear how it was, maybe you guys were around it more than I was. But the stuff that I done seen, it wasn't like that. It was boring to me. It was like, this shit taking too long. Why these guys, if they came out, they put these cars on the trailer, and it's getting darker and darker. I'm like, what's all the conversation about? Just get up there and go.
Yeah, well, see, you was young back in them days and didn't understand. That's all that was.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm tired of listening to the talk. I'll whoop your ass. Get your ass. Come on. And all this. And I'm sitting up, okay, well, you brought your car out. You brought your car out. Okay, 2 cars here. Ain't nobody else got no cars here. Both of them on the trailer. I remember when Ronald Lake, he had a Camaro, 69 Camaro, and he had a 1970 Chevelle towing it around. I thought that was the coolest thing, kid. You got to be a bad man, got a race car towing a race car.
Oh, yeah. Who was that did that? I remember seeing that.
That was Ronald Lake.
I know him too. Oh, okay.
That was Ronald
Lake. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to, because I got family that stayed in Prison Park, right? And I got some family still staying in Prison Park. But we used to go over there when I used to go over there and visit my brothers. This is before I actually, my dad knew Ronald, but I didn't know who Ronald was. I was just looking at these hot rods all up in the little parking lot. Now I see this 169 Camaro on a trailer with a hitched up to a 70 Chevelle. I was like, look at this right here. Oh, it was, that was all right.
Talking about.
I was talking about how sometimes you need to get off of, I mean, I understand barbershop talk, but man, let's talk about what happened within this past year, past 2 years, 3 years. Man, 1990s ain't nothing. That's gone. Let's talk about what's going on now. That's all I was saying.
Well, we,
because
we
some
do,
of the
Rob,
people,
when there's something
I'm gonna tell
to talk
you this,
about,
kid. But Ed, you're supposed to learn from your environment. If you've been around drag racing, Ed, and you talk about it all the time, back in the day, ooh, and that's why I like what Shanky did. He's like, well, shit, Shan, why aren't you racing? But back in the day, he was talking about how you got 10 cars out there and you get a gang of races off, but then you come to an event, you got 200 cars, and you don't get that many races. Well, technology changed.
Wow.
You can get a car pulling up that look like it shouldn't be at the track and beat half the track, beat half the people at the track. And some people are just cautious to see things now that they don't know about. Shoot, I don't know how bad that car is.
Yeah,
he's like me, but don't mean he's going to run like me. Technology changed a lot of stuff. Back then when the guy was
racing. You're right about that, Bullet. But the first guy I ever seen pull a race car with a race car was Nitty. Shorty used to do it. Shorty raced. He had a Lincoln that was a race car. And he had a Mustang that was a race car. He would pull the Mustang with the Lincoln, and then he'd tell you, give me a little spot, I'd run you with my Lincoln. But I want to say something real quick and get back out of the way. You can't eliminate history, Bullet, because without history, you wouldn't have a presence. You know, without a past, you wouldn't have a present. Without a present, you definitely wouldn't have a future. Right. So you're doing what you're able to do today because of what people did then. It's what allowing you to be able to do. You know, even if you look at the cars, I hear you say about how the cars pull up today, they race cars from the factory. The race cars from the factory today, the new version of the old cars from the factory. And what happens is that if the engineers had not done what they'd done back in the 80s and the 70s, then the 90s and the 2000s wouldn't be perfect. It wouldn't be.
Well,
so we can't eliminate it.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this, D.
But you can't eliminate it.
I'm going to say this, D.
Mm-hmm.
What I seen back then, with the technology that was then, y'all was, a lot of us was still behind. Because the technology they had in class racing.
Don't care what you're saying. We wasn't behind because that's what was happening back then. If you go back in the 60s, in the 70s, they had dumps. Well, dumps was what was happening. Now, you would laugh at someone if they come up with some dumps today. But today is not then. And like then is not now. You know, I can't go back and be 30 again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
I got a question for you, D. Look at this.
I might have an answer.
Fuel injection in drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
Carburetor in grudge racing.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Fuel injection improved. It gets down the track faster than carburetor. And you're going to pretty much have a lot more problems with a carburetor than you are with a fuel injector. When I say you got class racing and then you got grudge racing, the reason why class races are ahead of their time is because they already know what's going to work, how it's going to work, like the computers. You got computers that's letting you know to shut your car down when the fuel pump is at a certain point. How many guys is still not messing with the computer, but they're messing with
something else? Remember, I sure don't care me too fast and too long. You know, I'm old and outdated. Now, listen to this here. You may mention a fuel injection. Fuel injection is nothing new. It's old. See, what they did for the fuel injection came along. Let me show you something real quick here. It wasn't perfected. So when they don't perfect something in the industry of automaking, what they do is that they don't get rid of it. They just kick it to the side. And they progress with what they have while they make adjustments to what they're trying to do.
1957.
I'll give you another. Thank you, Keith. I'm going to give him another. The turbochargers, the V6 turbos. They made headways in 86, but they was around in the 40s. They couldn't make no power with them.
So they
kick them in the back. Let's keep going what we got. And these technicians over here, these drafters over here, they started drafting up new ways of diagramming this and diagramming that. Let's try this and we try that. Okay, we made some progress here. But that's not enough progress, so we're going to keep it on the back burner. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to keep working on it. So, again, you cannot eliminate the old. You just don't have to live in it. Don't live and die in it, but you can't eliminate it.
No. I ain't saying you get rid of it. No. I ain't saying that. But when you talk about it more than what's going on today, and you talk about how all this stuff you learned from it, and you ain't doing nothing nowhere close to what was going on, what did you learn from the past?
Well, let me say this.
Because you ain't doing nothing today, and you got a car.
I wish someone – well, I'm not doing anything. I got a car.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general actually got a car out and they talk about how much racing was going on in, and then you walk up to them and say, hey, you want to race? They make up all this in the world why they ain't going to go.
Look at them, Willie. Hey, Willie, here's some things you got to look at when you walk up to a person and ask them to want to race. And it does something to me when people do a lot of things the way they're doing, because just because I have a car, I might not be financially able to race. I may not be physically able to race. Racing might not be my top priority like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a car. My car is ready.
Yeah.
I love talking and shooting the breeze with the guys. He said shooting the bobos with the gap. I love that part of the race. I'm not saying me, but I'm saying it as a person. I love that part of the game. But I'm just not able to go right now. See, we have a tendency to think that just because a person got a race car, they supposed to race. No, hell, they don't. They supposed to do what they want to do with their car.
Absolutely.
You supposed to run just because you got a car. I know you got paper. I see that with it. Might be my life savings. You don't know.
Okay, well, what about
all
the guys
I can say
that participate
in
the verbiage? Like they're going to race. Talk about, you know, either whether they host the event or they talk about what they got. They doing this, and this is how much they limit is on the bet, but they ain't up their bet.
Well, those guys might be just I just stated, though. They got, okay, you added something to when you said limit. Everybody got a limit. How are you that one? So the man's limit might be $1,000, $1,500, $5,000. We don't know what his limit is, but okay, he had his limit. And let's just say you want to go past his limit. He can't substantiate that. So now, do that give you the right to talk about him and call him everything under the sun because he can't bet what you want to bet? No, it do not. But do you do it? Not saying you individually, but yes, you do.
Right.
You call him everything. That's in everything that's located inside of a zoo. You call it to him. You call him of it. But just because of what? Because he can't run. His car's not fast enough to run. You can find you somebody to pick on, and you just grind him in the ground. And again, I'm not saying you individually. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah. I get you. I understand.
But people need to stop thinking just because a person have a race car, they supposed to be racing, because they don't. They're supposed to be doing what they want to do and able to do and physically able to do. You know, that's what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Direct your question to somebody else. I said, direct your question to somebody else. It's more beautiful.
But, hey, kid, all I'm saying, kid, is look at Mario Kart. Look at that Corvette, that Saucy B Corvette. Look at look at those cars. The technology, of course, because they're newer, they're gonna have more technology than the cars that's before them. So when you think about it, if you see them in a shootout, you already know who you're going with. The newer technology car. Yes, they ain't
Wait,
got Bulls,
the wheels. Let me ask you a question, Bulls. Huh? Let me ask you a question. 880s. Yeah, I'm just throwing a number out there. I don't know if nobody run this, but I'm just throwing a number out there. 880s with a carburetor and 880s with a fuel injection.
Same EV.
880 with a blower. 880s with a turbocharger. 880s with a supercharger. Which one ran faster?
Yeah, they both the same.
Okay. So with that being said, man work with what he do what he know best. This man made no carburetion better. That man made no fuel injection better. This man made no turbo better. This man made no supercharger better. So you work with what you know. You can't take a person out of his realm of element and tell him to do what you're doing, and then you talk trash to him because he can't go what you go. He don't know what you know. You may not know what he knows.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say this:
guy that moved south, a kid, know we call him Ophir Trice. Trice was one of the sharpest in the city back in the day. But do you really think he could tune a car today? Do you really think he could tune a car today?
Only if it's set up the way you used to. Only the way if it's set up like you used to tune.
Exactly. He would have to grow into this. You know, see,
okay.
This
well, I like what you said. 880s, right?
Yeah.
You got old technology 880 against new technology 880. Who do you think is going to be more consistent?
Mm-hmm. Which one's going to be more consistent?
Yeah, because in the morning time, our 880 is different from our nighttime 880.
No,
the weather is different. Who's going to adjust
that? Okay, hold on. I think it's going to be fast. 880 at 12:01, right after I have lunch. 880 at 12:01, 11 p.m. Which 880 went faster?
They both gonna run the same if they you said
okay,
eight.
Okay, stop right there. Don't go too fast. You just said there's a difference in the 880 at night and the 880 at day.
What I mean by
then
that is
right,
when let's just say the class is 880. You got like you said, you got the old technology, new technology. They both run 880.
Mm-hmm.
When that weather changed, now you got your problem.
That don't have anything to do with the question that I asked them. But let's just deal with that since you want to throw it in. I asked, my statement was 880 is 880. But you said when the weather changed, what's to stop him from twisting on his carburetor? Who is there with that background noise? He was here with the ears, not the mouth. Okay, now let's just say this. What's to stop him from twisting on his carburetor and get his car out of track to still run that 880? You're like, your fuel is just free to slow down and run 880. What's to stop him?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. See, I really wish someone else would feed into this conversation.
I'm going to say this, D. I'm going to say this, not seeing this truthfully. I have seen the difference from a fuel-injected car and a carbureted car in weather change. When the good weather, I'm gonna do bad weather because good weather is different. When the weather is bad, where that car was running consistent, let's just say 880, that car was running consistent 880, and as soon as it get hot, it don't run 880s no more. It runs like 19. But that carburetor, when it gets hot, it ain't running 880s. It's running 890s. So that computer is going to get better than you were tuning in on that carburetor.
But Bullet, what that got to do with me saying 880 is 880?
Yeah. Nothing.
880. Exactly nothing. Now, to evaluate on what you're saying, let's go through what you're saying. Your computer going to give you what you need. It's going to make the adjustments that you need due to the humidity, the track temperature, and all that. It's going to factor in everything that you need, and it's going to keep you in that 880 range. Now, what you got to say with that man, old school, got a carburetor, a pair of pliers in his hand, and he add a little fuel, and take away a little fuel, and he go 870. What's the stopping?
No.
Let me give you this way. Old technology, a new technology. It's what you know to do.
AD.
ET is ET. I don't care how you get it. Come on, bro. Come on with it.
I got a question for Rob on this one right here. Rob, you see this all the time. Been seeing it for years because you've been following your father bracket racing. Those guys in that 990 class, they're running 990 in the morning. They're 990 in the afternoon. They're running at night. And then they're running at late night. If you got the correct stuff to do, the weather station and everything that you need, just like that computer does, you can do the same identical thing that computer does.
Hey, you hit it on the head, driver. I was just going to say ProStar ran carburetors for years, and sometimes they bag the number up or go faster with carburetors until they come up with this fuel injection in the last 3 or 4 years. They ran carburetors for years. All day long and within tenths of their number. Yes, sir. Talk to me, D.
I'm gonna put you up on something else. They didn't go to fuel injection by choice. They went to fuel
injection. No, the sanctioned body made them do that. Shorten the wheelie balls and all.
And I can get a guy on the phone right now that will tell you that carburation has been figured out and in fact that mathematically mapped out now to the point to where they go just as fast as fuel injection does. That's what I'm going
to point. The guy, whoever that just spoke, that was my point. I was going to say, you know, ProStop did it for years. In the heat of the day, at night, or whatever, they would go back to back, and they wouldn't beat their number. Not very far, some thousands. And it wouldn't be far off, and they carburetors.
Was that? That's why you hear me say all the time, old technology or new technology. It doesn't matter which one you're working with. Just work with what you know, and you're going to get what you expect to get out of it. If you're not
got a car that'll run a certain number, I don't care whether it's carbureted or it's fuel injected. I wouldn't care if it's got a blower on it or it's got nitrous on it. If it's natural aspirate or whatever. When you find that sweet spot, that's what you're looking for every time. When you find that sweet spot, you know where it is. You put down that information so you can always go back to it. You know what you did in this type of weather. You know what you did in this type of weather, this time of day, that time of day, that time of night.
Keeping records, keeping data with a notepad. Yes, sir. Temperature, what time of the night, how much tire pressure. You wrote it down before computers came along, Rob.
Right.
That's what they did.
Same thing.
How much time?
I just don't want you to knock old
it's
technology.
It's just faster.
You know?
The new technology is a little bit faster.
Hey, nothing. It's like they laughed at me a few weeks ago when I told them I had a mushroom cam chair. A lot of guys never even heard of a mushroom cam chair. Like I never heard of one. One young man went on the phone, whatever. He looked at a mushroom lifter. It tickled him to death because it was so much smaller than what he thought it should be. You just don't know. You know?
Right.
Well, I'm going to say this also. I'm Crooked Letter. That's who I am. But I'm going to say this to you.
All right, Crooked Letter.
The thing about the computer cars is this. It made it easier. It took a lot of the guesswork away. That's what it actually did. Because you basically run it on programs.
Exactly. That is so true. Like I said, man, I just don't think you can
knock. You ain't going to just do it overnight. You're not going to do it overnight. Just like any type of race. You're not going to do any kind of racing overnight.
You can't knock the computer world. It's what we in. It's part of our life today. It is what it is. But don't knock the man that's still do it the old way. Look at a guy. I worked with a guy once. A white man told me he's going to pay him $1 a day. Well, at the end of the month, he got 3 teams and laid on the table. But I said, nah, they just beat me this time. So you promised to give me $1 a day, and my God, I want $1 for every stick I lay on the table. Every day he would break a stick and put it in his pocket. Now, he couldn't count. The mathematics, he couldn't count 3 times 10. But he knew how to count his money. Old way versus new way. It doesn't matter. We both got there. Don't knock the man because of the way you do it. Old man stuck a piece of wood in his pocket every day. When that white man stopped laughing, he had to go get 30 signals in van. He was still 30. You know what I'm saying? Don't knock it. Hopefully, if it don't knock it, he'll try it. I guess I'm partial to the old way because I deal with old school stuff. Whenever I do get a chance to come out, I definitely won't be in the new technology world. You know, there's nothing out there for me to get. So I got to play with what I know.
Well, that right there, you just said like this right here. If a man told you he wants 30 cows, if you go get him 15 bulls and 15 heifers, you still got 30 cows.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I don't think you should knock it. Knock it till you try it.
The computer with the sensors and all that, it took the man from thinking real hard and looking, reading blood and changing jet. It tell him, especially with the fuel injector, he hit a key. Well, it's rich here. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to take some fuel out here and I'm going to put, that's all it did. Control without actually manual labor like you want it to be.
Happy day.
That's it.
Happy day.
Where you go, Rob? Come on back here.
Cooking, and I got a big head today.
And Chef Lee be burning above his chicken when he cooking with his no cooking ass.
Oh, happy day.
Man, y'all, Chef went to sleep.
Only reason why Chef Lee make good pie, because he got a pie head.
Hey, cook a letter.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
What's happening, Lee?
Ain't nothing happening.
Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to everybody. That's why I forgot to say that too.
They're going to make me get Jeremiah on here, man. Live the show up.
Lord, how much? Not Jerry.
Yeah, I can get Jeremiah. Bring this shit back to life.
Yeah, Jerry will bring excitement now. He will bring excitement.
Get your prayers in. I heard my little brother said that a president that released. So I don't know how many got many said.
He said 5 or 6.
I mean?
He said 5 or 6 people. He pardoned 5 or 6 people.
Get your prayers in. Hopefully we get all of them to be released.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the guy not on the line told me. Normally this would be time to go fast.
You're right.
Yeah, if I know they go fast, yeah.
Fast as they want to go. 12:31. What it is, 12:31.
Guy told me 23 years ago in a couple hours, see, another world coming to an end. I said, when? He said, 2000 coming to an end. And he is just 23 and see a ticket.
Yeah, they said the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world in 2020. I mean, 2000, excuse me, 2000.
In 20. Well, 2000. That's what the guy said. It was in 1999. He had flyers laying on the countertop, and he was sticking flyers in people's bags because he begged for.
Yeah, they said the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world in 2000.
I said,
and everybody else going by Prince. They were going by Prince on 1999.
Man, he is almost a few hours away from 2023, and it's still ticking. He told me.
Y'all still there?
Quick letter.
Yo.
I'm here. Tim House is there.
Okay.
Oh, man, not the Tim House.
That Tim House? That my boy Tim?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tim, I got one thing to say to you today. The last time I was talking to you, and I was just conversating with you, I got, you know, jumped on, but I'm going to say this to you right here.
Please stop. I have killed him enough. He don't even. He threw his TV out the room. Hey, he threw his TV out the front door. Drove his truck over it. Got his gun out and shot the TV and everything. Yes, he did.
He smashed the other TV
with his snowplow.
Damn.
Because I do like Michigan. I got Michigan hats. I've been at it for years. Because my first name started with an M, so I like Michigan. It ain't from Mississippi State, because I don't like Mississippi State at all. Ole Miss, neither one of them. But I tried to tell him they weren't strong enough.
It was a hell of a game.
We
were going back and forth, goddamn it, all night.
We got some people there.
Yeah, same thing with Georgia. I'm not an SEC fan at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about none of that.
Man, I know that ain't Cookie Letter.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
Shout it.
I heard his ass talking about he got, what up, kid? I heard his ass talking about he got jumped on for saying something. I know three things you'll get jumped on for saying something. If you're too good and too smart, you're going to get jumped on. If you a dumbass, you're going to get jumped on. Hey, you already, hey, I ain't got to say the rest. You know you're going to get jumped on.
Oh, man.
If you ain't never told the truth before in your life, you sure told it then. I just feel like that.
Hey, man, who woke Godzilla up? Who woke Godzilla
up?
Fuck up, Leon.
Goddamn Lincoln. What up, Lincoln?
Yeah. Hey, kid, I'm sitting back watching the Chicago Outlaws. Some of us can take it. Some of us can't.
Hey, fix your phone, man. Fix your phone.
Some of us going to defend ourselves. Some of us going to get off the phone. We ain't got time for it.
LaWheel ain't on here.
He said his show boring than a motherfucker. He with his family. I know he ain't on here. You telling me a lie. You lying to me. He ain't on here with these old motherfuckers. 60-year-old motherfuckers and shit. Somebody lying. They lying on the wheel now.
We'll be on this show twice, because I've been on here.
Ohio going to beat their ass. What you talking about, Flop?
Man, you done lost your mind. It's the same thing Tim House said about Michigan to TCU.
Yeah, he fucked your mouth up now. Am
I
saying that right?
Man, Ohio gonna beat the fuck out them people.
Lock the fuck in.
Ohio gonna whoop Georgia ass.
No, not, sir.
Get out then, flop, bet team.
Nope, not a game I really started.
Motherfucker, whenever you get on here. Hell no, not from me. He might just get a soft bet, he just won't get it from me.
What I tell you, so it's gonna be soft, but it's got to be at least a half a yard or better. That motherfucker gonna give me no $10.
Your ass up there, punk motherfucker. Get your weak ass cop and shop. Do all that. Get your regular
car. Roll that weak ass car come out the shop, and I'm ready to go down on your narrow black stinking ass. I'm going.
You ain't gonna do shit with that.
I'm saying it to you.
You
I already said it on the phone. I'm saying it to you so you can hear me, and it ain't no mishap. As soon as it hit the ground, you got to get a ticket on it. I'm gonna stick my finger in the fat part of your narrow ass.
You ain't gonna beat me.
Damn. Yeah. All right. Well, I told you.
Dang,
I told
you. Listen to that shit you told me. You just making the show, motherfucker.
Yeah, all right. I done beat your ass once already. What's the problem with me beating your ass again? Nothing. What's the problem with me beating your ass again? Nothing. Nothing.
The same as a kill? You motherfucking bitch is scared.
Hey, motherfucker. I ain't a kill, motherfucker. I let my nuts hang. I don't know why a kill ain't dead in your ass again.
You gonna let your titties hang.
I don't know why
you
ain't
kill
your ass again.
You gonna let your titties hang. You gonna
hey, whatever the fuck I want to let hang, I'm gonna let them hang. I'm gonna put that titty in your mouth and give you a milk mustache. That's what I'm gonna do.
You a lying bitch. I don't like titties. I don't even like women.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. Well, if you want me to put this bullhorn in your mouth, that's on you.
I ain't going to let your ass and put your teeth in my mouth. You a lying bitch.
Get mad at me. I want to know why.
Hey, man,
take this kid and put it dead in the eye.
Hey, guess what, buddy? I'm going to be mad at you if your titty fuck around and go in my mouth. You gonna
Hey, be looking to get a phone call from me in the morning, man. I done already made the announcement. If I don't call the motherfucker tomorrow, don't worry about calling me for the rest of that year because I don't fuck with you. I ain't take you into 23. So I'm letting you know now, you can expect a phone call from me. I'll pull your ass into 23 with me.
Right now, I'm not mad at you, but if you fuck around and put that nasty ass kid in my mouth, I'm be mad as a motherfucker.
Hey, and I'm gonna put the kid in your mouth that's got the hair on the nipple.
Please don't get me. Hold on, Lord. Hey, look, money. I already was shocked when Terry on sub Jeremiah titty. Please don't put your titty in my mouth.
But see, when Jeremiah got his titty sucked, Jeremiah was walking around with his hand in Terry on back pocket.
Yeah, I ain't like that. That ain't look too good to me. I don't want to look like
Hey, Skin, I was sitting at that table when Terry on sucked that titty. Them three bars was that match. She said, ooh, shit, we done came here on the wrong night. Man, I'm like,
I don't want to see no more of that. Matter of fact, let's don't even talk about titties no more, okay? Let's don't do that.
Hey,
hold on. My daughter called up.
That motherfucking ball looked at her girlfriend. She said, ooh, shit, we came on the wrong night. I'm like, no, motherfucker, that's them. That ain't everybody.
You niggas ain't finna keep talking about Jerry like that. I don't know.
Oh, fuck that. Well, you're a tough ass. Get him on the phone. Oh, no. He's probably down at the motherfucking, at the what you call it down at the baton, bringing in the new year.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm gone, man.
What the fuck is this?
Hey, man.
So get Jeremiah on the phone. I'm gonna go ahead on and answer the question. Hey man, the morning show got a bet going, man. Motherfucker bet me $20. You down there at the baton, goddamn it. Just like Beyonce bringing in the new year. All the single ladies. Ooh-wee. About that time. Hey, Lee. Hey, Lee. You ain't got to worry about getting no phone call from me, Lee. I'm going to come ring your motherfucking doorbell. Like Jehovah Witnesses, I'm going to ring your doorbell about 65 times at about 5:30 in the morning. Wow. Every motherfucker body up.
Are you ready for Jehovah's return? If you ain't.
Hey, Money. He's going to be at the door like on afterwards on Friday.
Hey, Money.
Damn, he's going to the door. Fuck you, you blind motherfucker.
Hey, Money. Man, is that you singing that fucking song, All the Single Ladies, for Jeremiah? Who the fuck did that? Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, motherfuckers say Jeremiah down there dressed up at the baton, telling them all the single ladies.
What the fuck?
Hey, man,
I ain't nothing with you behind that shit there. I ain't got nothing to say. I don't want no smoke.
Come over here.
Hey, Vaughn, I don't want no smoke behind that one.
Oh, man.
Hey, Vaughn, you ain't even have to do it.
That damn Vaughn gave Jeremiah that preliminary belt because he knew he had that big real motherfucker from across the country coming.
No, listen.
He looked at that little belt. He said, fuck this, Jeremiah. You can have it.
You don't do it now. Wait till you get you. I'm going to take all the cans out here and put them in.
Big Sham gotta raise somebody.
Y'all
Big Sham gotta raise somebody.
Hey, man. Yeah, I bet that get Big Sham on his phone. He didn't already cut loose on Thursday.
To raise something,
Big Sham, goddammit, go come on his phone and just go to your ass, Flop.
Big Sham,
go on his phone. Hey, man, what the fuck you done? What the fuck you done did, huh? Yeah, uh-huh. Don't make me get Big Sham on his phone. Make me get Big Sham on his phone. Part two of Thursday show gonna start on your ass.
Too good.
Ask me that question again.
Your fans going to build this motherfucker like Eddie Murphy was on life.
Ask me that question again.
Second part of my killing spree going to start on your ass.
Ask me that question again.
Ask me that question. That motherfucking flop told some true grudge. Ask me that question again.
Big Sham, I'm going to erase somebody.
Jeremiah said he's going to try Sherman Kai head up. I'm scratching my head like a motherfucker. I'm glad I wasn't on the show because I had to hit the one button. I had to listen to that shit on the replay. I'm like, he said what? Is she flying on part of that?
I don't know.
Be popping them things.
I'm ready to lock in, though.
Big Sham, we're going to have to raise somebody.
Kimo got to raise somebody.
Kimo going to have to raise somebody, too.
Oh, damn.
Hey, man. Did Kimo get on his medication, man? Last time I was on the show, Kimo ass had to jump off the deep end. He talking shit to Lowrider and Mr. goes try to choke a fart out of his ass. He's talking about he's going to get behind the wheel. I'm like, boy, stop.
Kimo's
going
to have to raise
somebody.
Huh?
Who called,
Spot?
And then that motherfucker, pine threatening motherfuckers with that coyote. You got to put a regular street tire on, put the front tires on the back, and all that old shit. I'm like, damn.
What the thing? I ain't said nothing about one, man. Listen, that is so far as
well. What that mean? If I tell Mays I own something, he won't stop.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Man, I'm finna fuck around. And my homie just slid in town, nigga just called me. See, Stokey, where you at, baby? I said, shit, I'm sitting in the crib.
Where that damn little wheel at? He done pulled his little pecker out and rubbed it up against something. Now he gone back on. He done hung up.
Man, shit.
Motherfucker talking about motherfucker gonna get some tonight. Motherfucker, you the only motherfucker fucking on the schedule.
Shit. I told this nigga, man, I be fucking on the morning show, nigga.
Man, he the only motherfucker gotta make a reservation to get some pussy.
Oh, Lord. Little girl come back, man. Oh, nigga, you in town? You in that truck? Yeah, baby, man. He said, go on mute. That's why y'all be
in the
truck. I know what you like.
Motherfucker, he got to make a reservation to get him some pussy. What are you looking like Thursday the 26th? I'm not free on Thursday. Well, give me a day that you free. Fuck. Motherfucker got in-house pussy, and he got to make an appointment. Like, he's going to the doctor. Is Thursday 4:30 good for you? I'll turn the truck in early.
Cracking my ass like she cracking them eggs for breakfast. At random.
Damn, 4:30, no, I got somebody in that slot.
You mean the world to me. Man, I'm gonna get me a haircut now, so I ain't want no motherfucking wedding night. Fuck it. I got everything I need. I'm fully loaded, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. I'm stumbling distance from the motherfucking strip.
Get up with some more food, goddammit. My homie done came out there, nigga was car. Yeah, nigga, that nigga, yeah. At Granny House, goddammit. So pull up at Granny's, goddammit. Walk in, see Granny, goddammit. Give her some hugs and jiggles. What Granny look like? What Granny look like? I ain't gonna be able to, like, Kevin Hart was on, man. Hey, man. How old is your granny?
Oh, it ain't like that. Yeah, it is like that.
Motherfucker,
you
gonna slow down
in here,
bitch.
All right, fellas. I'm gonna get off this motherfucking phone, goddammit. I can't fuck around. My appointment time is coming up, as Lil Will say. Try to get my motherfucking pickle tickle. Bring you in the new year. And for everybody, if you get a phone call from me, I fuck with you. If you don't, then I don't. That goddamn shorty ain't came back to the phone. Lying motherfucker, that wasn't his daughter. He over there trying to get him an appointment, nigga. All right, Stokes, I'm going to holler at you, man. I got to go and drink something.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and talk loud to these fools for a minute. Shit.
All right.
I'm going to call the girl. I'll come pick me up. I ain't driving home tonight. Goddamn lie. Get your ass up. Come get me, woman.
You say you ain't driving home tonight.
Mm-mm.
You say, no, I ain't driving home tonight, and I ain't driving to your house. You better get your ass in there and come get me before they start shooting.
I just drove over here.
Come
pick me up, shit. I ain't driving on these CDLs like that tonight. No, 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 no. Yeah.
Ooh, shit. Yeah, well, you know the saying. Don't drink and drive. Get drunk and walk. Do like leaking. Buy you one beer and put it in your fridge, in the garage on the shelf and leave it there till 2029.
Man, shit, I'm way the fuck over here in Lansing, boy. It's a long walk back over east.
Oh, no. Hell no. Oh, hell no. You're going to have to walk upstairs. One of them bedrooms. All right, fellas, I'll holler back. Yeah, I'll be easy. Later.
Mighty quiet.
Niggas blowing already. Look at this shit here. They can't wait.
They shooting closer than something already?
You don't hear that shit? Big Ed.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Wow.
I'm back. What I missed.
Leroy.
Quiet again. You niggas been quiet again. What up, who that? We boy?
What up, Shorty?
What up, we boy?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
Oh, I'm just chilling, baby. You know, trying to make it. I'm faking it till I make it. But I fuck around and make
it. Man, I'm right with you.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to hook up with Lee. You know, they say he got all that money over there.
Oh, y'all got everything, man. And I ain't got nothing.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got everything, and I ain't got nothing. I'm going to have to go cut some grass or something.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I love that, man.
Oh, we ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing.
You know who ain't got nothing.
Oh, man. I'm
goddamn, I'm hopping out that car. That motherfucker, you know, that motherfucker no voodoo.
You know you got everything.
Yeah, they said that. No, he was talking about I think the last crew he was with. I'm trying to see who was that. Who was that? With grandson and all of them. I think he was talking about them.
You let this guy in. Well, you know you're on that show, don't you?
Huh? Say what?
Oh, you on the national show?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know, but I'm hopping out that car. they say motherfuckers know voodoo and shit around this motherfucker. Motherfucker put some shit by you, though. You in trouble, boy.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
It's
gonna be all right. Hey, Charlie, I'm hopping out the car, man. God damn it, I'm. Happy New Year, man. I'm hollering at y'all a little bit.
Thank you. Name to you.
You know what,
I'll pull you up in there.
Yes, sir.
You talking about it's going to be all right? No, it ain't.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Who is that mad man? Put a name behind that voice.
Find me some pork chop. Fuck it. Find me some old pork chop. Fuck it.
God damn. I heard that guy.
You ever had deep fried pork chop, Leroy?
Can't say that I have, man.
You gotta try it out, man.
You know, I done got kind of old, man, and my memory, I ain't did it in so long. My memory ain't doing it right.
Oh, yeah, man.
Shit.
Fix your goddamn memory, baby. They got
man,
me
I hear you,
this song right here. Motherfucker. Catch that motherfucking anything. I'm whooping
on you, man. I never had my music, my mic music.
Yeah, nobody in here, Eddie. You want the muted money, too.
Yeah, man.
It's scary, right?
My
money said he's gone. I know. I'm trying to talk to him. I had my mic muted, man.
He didn't respond back to you. Why you think he didn't respond back?
Goddamn Ohio State been a whoop smash.
I got two mutes, man. I got one here on the show and the one on my phone. I had the one on my phone muted.
Y'all on the show for real?
Yeah. 0007, your mic is open. Who we got?
Old Flop, Ohio State, gonna whoop that ass.
I wanna say Happy New Year to all you brothers.
Yeah, thanks. Happy New Year, Yaki.
Happy
New Year, bro.
Hey,
can I have some gills? Oh, man.
Oh, shit. That was quick matter with that shit.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that crooked letter said he jumped on him. He gonna jump on you. You're saying something crazy. He gonna jump on you.
Oh,
your ass ain't exempt. You're saying something crazy. They'll try to go down on your ass, but you ain't racing nobody, so you ain't no bad motherfucking racing. So you couldn't be nothing but the other thing. You saying some fucked up shit. And you going down on your head. That's how they do.
Who ain't been racing? Tell me
what's fucked up about Michigan saying Michigan's going to get beat. That's what it was about.
No, I ain't talking about that. I just came on the show a while ago.
That's what that was about.
I heard you say that. But I ain't got nothing to do with what that's about. I'm talking about in the past. See, I'm talking about the past. You know what I'm talking about? It's about to be 2023. I'm talking about the whole 2022. If they jumped on your ass, they had a reason to jump on you.
No, I just told you what they
jumped
on me about.
They reason was they mad at you because you a bad motherfucker. Missy. Oh, I don't know. I ain't even watching that guy.
No, no, Missy got their ass whooped. You beat them.
They can't jump them. They can't jump on you because you got an opinion about a team. They number two teams.
Yeah, that's what I got jumped on.
What up, Virgil?
Hey, what's up there, Uncle L. Rock?
Hey, what up, man? My bad. I didn't know you was on the phone. I was talking about you.
What I
hey,
what the
I
fuck
told,
do I care?
I told when they going to talk about
him. hey, Skin. Hey, Skin. I'm going to play no tune to Uncle Elroy because Uncle Elroy got one rule in his house. He get to hit it first.
Oh,
he
man.
He get to hit it
on.
First.
Come on, man. He don't do that, dude.
Hey, you been on Friday. You been with him once here. Craig, that one rule in my house, I get to hit it first.
Dude, God almighty.
I think I'm a little fat, motherfucker.
Damn.
Who fat, Leroy?
It was an accident. They sweeping up, and they catch a hell sweeping, too. Little fat motherfucker look like Quiggler. I mean, my bad.
What? hey, Leroy, Quiggler ain't fat no more.
Oh, man, you going to be skinny. You going to wait till you get
70
years old
to get
skinny?
These fat motherfuckers look like Abbott and Costello.
That motherfucker.
Hey, Leroy.
That motherfucker say, God damn it.
I ain't figured it out.
Bro, we finna get past it.
Over with you see. You don't
fat motherfucker
push.
I'm finna go around.
Hey, Leroy.
Fuck him. Move your little fat ass
up. Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
Hey, do that amaze you? Motherfuckers ain't working out all their life.
Let me get my phone.
Shit. Something they start working out. Do that amaze you?
So what?
That's a good time,
I
though,
said, Charlie.
What you say, Charlie?
Motherfuckers ain't worked out. I said, motherfuckers ain't worked out their whole life. Wait till they get 60-something or 70 and start working out. Ain't that incredible?
Oh, yeah. He's
what you been doing?
That motherfucker ain't working out. He's smoking crack.
Oh, shit. I'm going
over. I just
over
got back
on
my phone. 3229. Your mic is open.
Hey, Merry New Year, everybody. Merry New Year.
Man,
Merry New Year.
Who is that? Who is
it's
that?
Peanut.
Oh, what up, Nut?
What
hey,
up, Peanut?
What up, baby? What up, huh? Merry New Year to everybody.
Thank
hey,
you.
You got it. Thank you.
Hey.
So I got going on.
Oh, man, talking shit. Cricket Leg come out of Ohio State. That game been over 8 hours ago. Cricket Leg come out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yo,
big-eared
ass Cricket
Leg
talking
shit. We watching Ohio. We watching Ohio and Georgia, baby. He talking about Michigan State and all that shit.
Yeah,
I ain't
up on all the college balls, so I don't know nothing about that.
Me either. It's too many guys on the team.
That's
not
too many of them motherfuckers. I ain't watching all that shit.
But I will say LeBron James is the best player of all time. I'll go ahead and throw that out there if y'all want to talk
about it. Michael Jordan, the baddest
motherfucker. You've been inhaling too much goddamn smoke.
Yeah,
hey,
Michael Jordan number one.
In the burnout. In the burnout.
Number two. Michael Jordan number
hell
one, Kobe number two. Now, you can argue that LeBron could be number three or something. I don't know nothing about
that. You said Kobe number two?
LeBron came
two.
Home Michael Jordan's jockey strap.
Michael Jordan,
man,
number one,
nuts,
Kobe
man.
Bryant, number two. Remember your uncle said that, man.
I'm,
hey,
who
else you
on
number
those,
three, four,
why y'all say Michael Jordan number one? That's what I want to know.
So what?
What you mean? Why you say that?
I'm asking. I want
that didn't make no sense. Why? What do you mean, why?
Look at the motherfucking stack, the ring.
You said it because he got
look
six
at the
rings.
Stack.
Wait a minute.
No, you're a lie. Oh, Crooked Letter. You got me fucked up.
Okay.
I'm not saying it because he got no damn ring. It's the motherfuckers with six rings that was on the bench. You don't hear me mentioning their name.
Well,
the motherfuckers that played with him that was on the bench. No, but you just made up some shit. You asked me why. Then you going to
tell me.
You just
said, hey,
got
hold on.
Hey,
so look,
that's
what I was talking about. A lot of people tell me.
That was told you said that.
Yeah,
hey, hold on.
If you using that logic,
hey, if you losing that logic, goddammit, Robert Irby got more rings than Michael Jordan, so you that was cold for
yep.
you to use that.
That's
shit.
What I'm
no,
saying. That
no,
shit dumb
no,
as hell.
No,
a motherfucker can get a ring
Robert
on a bitch. That
Bill
ain't
Russell,
shit.
Bill Russell is the man.
Hey, hold on,
Bill
hold on,
Russell
hold on. Let,
hey,
let me. Hey, hold on. Let me see. Hey, who the best boxer of all time?
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, see, I can't go back too far. I only can go back to the 70s because I'm a 70s baby. I would say
okay. So
I would have to say Muhammad Ali.
Look,
I'm gonna say Muhammad Ali.
Hey, let me use.
I don't
know
about
Uncle
Larry Johnson and all them motherfuckers. Yeah.
Hold on. So let me use y'all logic. So since Floyd Mayweather never lost, will he be better than Muhammad Ali then?
Yep.
They two different weight class.
They don't matter. He never lost.
He didn't say.
Pound
for pound. He never
lost.
Yeah,
but it ain't about. It ain't. Hold on. See, y'all got it fucked up. Y'all got going
about
wins and losses. Competition,
man. It's a competition.
If another motherfucker could have. Another. No. See, y'all talking about. We ain't talking about wins and losses. Who? The motherfucker lost the title three times and gained the motherfucker back.
Floyd Mayweather 50-0 or whatever, but. Jack Johnson won like 70 fucking fights.
Yep.
Yeah, but until he lost one. And that's the same as the Chavez, that Mexican dude. He won like 84. He was 84-0 before he lost
that's
the
right.
first fight.
That's
why Mike Tyson say he would never say Floyd Mayweather was the best ever because he saw them motherfuckers fight fucking 90 professional fucking fights. But
yeah.
That's the same thing.
You go by the competition, man.
You go with what's in your eyes, and most likely people go with what their generation was. Like us motherfuckers, we gonna say Michael was the best because that's our generation, and we actually witnessed that shit. You know what I'm saying? We actually
you still gotta look at the way Muhammad Ali did and the way Mayweather did. He fight too many good motherfuckers. But
he
still ain't did what Muhammad Ali did. Muhammad Ali, goddamn it, avoided the draft. They kicked him out, stripped him of his title. He went through way more shit than Floyd Mayweather could ever go through.
Shorty.
Yeah,
same
yeah. He sat out three years.
He sat out three years.
The man was a Muslim. Malcolm X was his friend. He got killed. You got to look at all that shit, man.
Frazier, man. Frazier went through a lot, too, now. Joe Frazier, too, now.
Yeah, he was a bad motherfucker, but he couldn't fuck with Muhammad Ali, nigga. That was the baddest motherfucker boxer you ever done seen, nigga.
Man, Frazier made that nigga do the
but
right
turn. You sound like killing Bob stopping my fucking coming to America, kid.
That's right. Hey, Von, though, it's the way you come back. Frazier wasn't shit after he fought Muhammad Ali, I think that third time, second or third time.
Yep.
He wasn't shit no more.
Third
time. He wasn't shit.
He lost everything. You right, Charlie. He lost everything. But
that motherfucker Muhammad Ali was a bad motherfucker.
Man, Floyd,
I just think, though,
if we thinking about the science of boxing, I just think the hit and not get hit, I just don't think nobody was calling him Floyd with that shit, the hit and not get hit.
I'll go for that. But the greatest boxer,
man,
was young. The Bulls ain't never had a super team, man. Never.
Miami Heat had the first super team, man. They added in role players that fitted in good. It was never a super team. They had the best player in the league on the team, the best defender on the team, and the best paint guy on the team.
The Bulls had something that a lot of teams didn't have. They had a coach winning on the team. Somebody who could design an offense based on how the that he did what he wanted to do.
So he had, they had something that they didn't have. They had a coach.
Right.
Man, them motherfucking Bulls didn't have no team, man. That's the one thing I just get at LeBron.
We ain't never saw no old motherfucker this many years play this good. That's one thing we just got to get to.
What you talking about that said what?
Vaughn, the man been playing 20 years.
Mike did his shit in 15 years.
Mike did his shit in 15 years. He's the best player in the NBA right now. He's the best player in the NBA right now. He's the greatest of all time. I got one point right here. How many times did Michael Jordan go to the championship?
He won six times and he won all six times. He never lost. Floyd Mayweather never lost. My opinion, I respect him and I give LeBron his spot on Mount Rushmore, but in my opinion, I don't even think he was better than Magic Johnson, bro. Magic Johnson was, man, I just don't. Magic Johnson did everything.
There's a lot of players better than LeBron. He started his rookie year.
I just feel like he did everything. That's why I just go off the generation. You would never win that argument with no young generation about LeBron because that's the coldest they done seen. But if you ever
played
Vaughn,
let me ask you a question though.
If you was looting and breaking in them liquor stores when Michael Jordan was winning, you would never say nobody was colder than him. When you was
winning,
all right,
Vaughn,
let me ask you a question. Do you think Magic Johnson was the best point guard ever?
No, I couldn't say that. He was one of them. I could say that. He was one of them. Isaiah Thomas. How is he better than LeBron? John Stockton. LeBron ain't no point guard. Because LeBron is a point forward.
He's not a point guard. He's a point forward.
And y'all, what y'all got to realize here? LeBron James got them 6'9", 260 pounds, and he running around here fighting in Canada. What kind of bullshit is that?
He a better scout than LeBron. You got to look at LeBron's versus. He older than all of them. He was better than LeBron.
Mike sat out 2 years.
Came back.
Yeah, because he came back and fucked up motherfuckers.
I
can't say LeBron no ball hog. Because they were mad at him because he won't never take the shot. He always thinking pass
first. I think that reason what y'all just said alone got to get that man the crown because that man left for 2 years, played baseball,
right.
And came back and did
exactly.
One again.
So, yeah.
You got to think about
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, Vaughn.
Hit it on those people.
And like I said, he took two years and did all this shit in 15. LeBron taking 20 years to do what he got to do.
Hey,
so now you look at
if Michael Jordan wouldn't have never retired, they would have had eight in a row.
They had eight in a row.
Ten rings, kid.
Man,
Now I'm saying like Jordan only played 6 years. What about his early years?
Man, you got to think about it though. Jordan was at college when LeBron went straight out of high school.
He ain't
retired 2 years off when LeBron was still playing.
Jordan had
way more miles on his legs at a certain time before then. You see what I'm saying? And goddamn LeBron, I give LeBron his props though, because I ain't never at no level of this age. We never see no NBA player in history play at his level at his age.
Hey, Bob, don't leave this out, Bob. The game softened in a motherfucker. Now it wasn't soft.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I was saying that next.
They call any kind of foul now. They wasn't doing
exactly.
Michael Jordan was bleeding everything.
LeBron James got the worst. You got to look at the overall picture. LeBron James was the greatest flopper of all time. He still is.
LeBron got the worst.
He's the biggest crybaby in the NBA, too.
Yeah.
Y'all can't sit here and say that LeBron get every foul that happened to him.
LeBron is a fucking crybaby, man.
Ain't nobody saying he get every foul, but he get the majority of them.
The only thing I'm saying, he got the worst whistle ever.
Y'all talking about
LeBron came into the league to a team that wasn't doing shit, and he made something happen for that team within his first 3 years. Ain't no other player did that. Because Kobe came to the Lakers, they was already winning. And whoever else came out of high school to the pro, they was already winning. But Cleveland was not. LeBron
was the worst team in the league when he got there before I catch you on the court.
Wow.
Who was the baddest scorer of all time?
I'm going to do a round of the world.
Will Chamberlain, goddammit.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, you got that right. Joe got that right, Shawty.
Will Chamberlain, Tom Brady. Who was the most dominant center ever? Shaquille O'Neal.
Hold on, you can make the argument for Will too.
Kareem, but like I said, go back to the same thing.
I never saw one Wilt game with my eyes, so I just don't understand what they be saying.
Right.
Well, when Wilt was playing, he was the tallest thing in the league.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, well,
I feel like motherfucker 6'5", goddamn, growing up against him, and he's 7'2". Come on, y'all.
People younger than me, I feel like we talk about Wilt, they didn't even have no fucking camera when he scored 100. You can't watch that game when he scored 100.
That's right. He scored 101 points. Look, you got to look at the overall picture.
You can't fucking watch that game. So I just feel as though the people that witnessed it, they going to feel as though, like, man, you will never see that shit again. In my eyes, you will never see Kobe 81 again.
No, listen, he scored 101 points, and they still lost. So what's the difference?
They lost the game.
Bill Russell going to beat the hell out of
me. Tell me where you in the joint. The night we'll score 100 points. The Suckers won titles back-to-back. And Bird didn't give nobody no slack. Bill Russell beat the hell out of them people, man.
I'm going to say Bill Russell don't beat the hell out of them people.
Yes, they did. That was the phone that watched the Will Chamberlain game.
You can't tell them nothing. I never seen
Bill Russell,
game, but
Bill
my
Russell
eyes,
was the
Chuck
best defending
the,
center
Chuck
that ever played the game.
Most dominant.
Exactly.
I have never
that
seen
was.
No center take over the play like Shaq.
Ain't no question. Bill Russell was the most dominant, better defending center that ever played in the game.
Yep.
Just come with that Curtis blow, man.
And Cooker that don't know his ass from a hole in the ground.
Oh man!
He over there talking about some goddamn LeBron James did something.
LeBron James can't hold Michael Jordan's jacket strap. Michael Jordan came to a nothing team in his first three years.
He didn't take the Bulls to the playoffs
within his first 3 years.
He got
eight.
Jordan was sitting at scoring 37 and 40 points and 50 points, and the Bulls weren't winning nothing.
They exactly.
started winning
they didn't,
until
they didn't 87. Get no
help. He didn't have no help over there then.
LeBron was doing the same thing in Cleveland before he went to Miami.
When he went to Cleveland, straight out of high school to the pro, wasn't nobody at Cleveland really to help him. Nobody.
Listen, if that man, if they didn't put together no team for that man, he wouldn't have won shit. So you can stop that.
I didn't say won no championship.
That's,
I say he still
went
to the playoffs.
That's why he went to Miami.
That's why.
Yeah,
that's,
but
he knew he wasn't
going to
win with
that
team. I don't blame him.
He ran through the East with his team, and he got to the fucking finals in Spurs and got swept. They didn't win a game.
That's what happened when you got a good team and a good coach going up against one player.
Right.
Man, he was good. If the team was good enough to run through the East,
exactly.
Yeah, but there wasn't nobody.
So you couldn't get one game?
Come on,
you couldn't
man.
Get one
they
game
make,
against the Spurs?
They make
what?
Excuse for them.
Uh-oh. When you go, but you got to look at what the Spurs were doing that time, too. Duncan and the Apple.
Ginobili,
Robinson
was Ginobili. Still there, too. Robinson was there.
They had role players,
you know what I'm saying, man? Come on, man.
They had role players.
No,
they didn't have no superstars. They had role players.
If you're good enough to run through the front,
man, they had Tony Parker.
You should have got one game.
Yeah.
Right, but you got a team that's loaded to play against you, man. You can't, you know what I'm saying? That's like,
man.
That's like, okay, I'm going to tell you something. If you took the 85 Bears and brought them back to the league this year right here, they'll win the whole thing. They'll beat Philadelphia and all of them.
But
tell me
we said Michael Jordan and motherfucking Isaiah Thomas and Patrick Ewing and motherfucking Magic Johnson, all them, that was the best era of basketball. Michael Jordan was never
right.
about
yes,
to
sir.
Run through all them
is, the 80s and the 90s.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You
Larry Bird.
Right
Larry
y'all
Bird.
Cannot use, hey, Vaughn.
Larry
Vaughn,
Bird,
you can't honestly
Reggie Miller.
Say, Vaughn, you know what I'm saying? You can't honestly sit here and say that was the best era of basketball when you got the
it
greatest
was.
Scores of all
that
time.
That was the best era
right
of basketball, bro.
It
was
the best era of basketball.
Hey,
it wasn't all this.
Listen,
it wasn't all this.
Curry,
all this bullshit.
You had more superstars in that era than you do now.
Man, way more.
What?
Man,
Curry,
back then,
hey, Curry,
back then
Durant,
you had to think
Harden.
About it, man. Even back then, watching them games, you knew everybody on every team. Now you just know the good player.
Man, you gotta think.
You gotta think about motherfuckers like George Gervin, downtown.
Man,
Dominique Wilkins,
all these
guys,
yeah,
man.
Kiki
exactly.
Vandeweghe,
listen,
Carl Malone.
So y'all can't honestly sit here and say that Curry. Listen, Curry, Durant, Harden, Doncic, Giannis. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown wouldn't get everybody in the 80s 40 points right now.
They wouldn't have scored 40 back then. They'd have shut their ass down.
How?
Yep. Two physical.
These motherfuckers, they play behind
the
guard.
The
other
team would be more physical than them.
Hey, those old motherfuckers, them boys play behind the arc. They going to sit there and crowd the paint and wait for them to drive. And
Hey, Peanut.
I
love you,
Jeff,
boy. I love you, Jeff, boy. You better stay out to the goddamn
Curry
burning building for that smoke.
I'll tell you. You're going to have too much smoke.
That boy would have been pink. Y'all, man, them boys would get on fish. Them old jokers ain't going to be able to stand that.
Not now, they wouldn't, but I'm just saying. Back then in their younger days.
You fuck right there and get old black ass Michael Cooper and old 3-point shooting ass Reggie Miller.
Man,
that old
please.
Yeah.
Detroit, that
Dominique
man,
Wilkins.
Man,
Carl Malone.
Man, like
John Stockton.
Steph Curry would have filed a fucking lawsuit against Isaiah Thomas. Shit.
Hell yeah. Zeke would have D'd his ass up. Hey.
Well, none of the ass was in that bill.
Hey,
shit.
Curry would have been shooting all them threes if you'd have put a Dennis Johnson on his ass. I bet you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I guarantee
y'all
you.
Y'all naming people that wasn't going to do nothing.
If
hey,
Lee,
they was going to take the 10th man off the bench, and they was going to say, you don't do nothing but knock Curry out.
Man, listen.
That's all. Hey, let me tell you something.
You ask Magic Johnson. Magic was coming down court, going all down court in the paint. They went over there and got, Boston went over there and got DJ. DJ checked his ass at half court. No, you ain't coming down here. We're going to play some defense on your ass up here. Man, please. Some people would have set Curry ass down, man.
Hey, man, well,
The only person that can knock a player down now is Curry. That's the greatest shooting we've never seen happen. That nigga can shoot. You got to understand, he's from a shooting family, man. His whole fucking family shoot like that. He can see his daddy in the younger days. That motherfucker takes the same away.
Not just the
But the, that's but what the NBA back then survived off of defense. That's why the offensive players got so much praise, because the, it was all really defense back then.
Exactly,
now,
Vaughn.
Now it's all really offense.
That's all it is, offense. Everybody come to the three-point line. They want to jack up a shot.
Hey, Vaughn, back then, motherfucker wasn't scoring no 120, 130 points.
No, not in the NBA, 90 to 85, 79 to 60 or whatever. Come on, man.
Yeah, they used to be what they call them grinding out games. All the games used to be grinded out, all of them.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a thing y'all forgot about.
Hey, kids, and he was they talk about that NBA number. They forget about the NBA before they combined with the NBA. They was scoring 140, 50 points in the NBA. They had to report back then.
Right.
Hey, quick letter. Listen at this here. They had one player back there in the league back then would outshot any player that they got right now. That was Bernard King. He'd outshot any
motherfucker. That's another cold motherfucker. Man, Pistol Pete.
He had three fingers broke on one hand and one broke on the other hand.
Yeah, he was
scoring 30 and 40.
Irvin and Tom, man, you can't.
Hey, Lee, and I'm gonna tell you another man. Ain't nobody mentioned that on with one of the purest shooters you want to see in the game, George Gervin, the Ice Man.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. Yeah,
my man. Yeah, shit.
Gervin was
a
motherfucker.
Yeah.
The Ice Man.
But I feel as though the game. The game, I must say, the game evolved as far as shooting, though. It have evolved as far as shooting.
Oh, yeah, it really has.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they don't even look for centers like Shaq or power forwards like Kevin Garnett.
They don't post up at all.
Hey, that's another point, though. The last great big man for my era would have to be Dwight Howard. And he only had such a time. Dwight Howard was soft. Whoever that was, he ain't looking at Phillips no more. Man, that motherfucker over there trying to score 30 points a game in China. With the big plan, they do shit that is 6'9" or 6'11" shouldn't do back in the day.
Them motherfuckers like Garnett and different ones like that, and Durant, them, they shooting fucking three-pointers. You ain't seen them shoot no three-pointers back then. That's what I'm saying.
Like, generation, the great big man was Dwight Howard, because he was in Toronto, he was balling. Just think about it.
Man, Dwight Howard soft-ass ain't shit, man.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know what kind of TV you watching.
You went to the finals.
TV must ain't got no knob.
You see a motherfucker like Elijah One and Patrick Ewing
there you
and
go.
Jack Play.
Yep. They
never.
They would have killed. They would have killed Dwight Howard ass. Buried him.
But see, look, I ain't got no problem saying that. Y'all generation had the big man of the week. But we got all the players. Carl Malone, that nigga was a beast in the paint. Wasn't nobody fucking with Carl Malone in the paint. Shit, that motherfucker was a beast.
Gucci
with his mama.
Look what Grandma Mo did to goddamn the Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Kevin Johnson, yeah.
But you had guys like Moses Malone with a kilt ass in that paint, man.
Yes, sir.
Moses was a 6'9".
Man, they'd have killed them people, man. Them people couldn't take that punishment down there, man.
The league is much softer than it was back in them days.
Everything evolved, though. You know, they switched it up. The game is different now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why Curry played the shooter all the time.
You're right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything
get better. It change. The waves change. Things change. That's just
right.
Like I always say, even with the TVs, we weren't hanging no motherfucking big back TVs on the wall. Now we got wall TVs. It just changed.
Hey, Curry, goddamn, is on the planet where ain't nobody else on right now.
That is.
Who on the planet with that motherfucker now?
Especially at his time,
nobody
too.
What you said about the TV, goddamn. Back in them days, you didn't sit on the other side of the room and watch no TV. You got to get up close to that motherfucker.
Hell yeah, you had to get up. Everybody was close up on it at one time.
Couldn't see that motherfucker.
You sit up on that bitch like a football huddle.
Man, you ain't lying.
Hey, don't forget the white boys driving Petrovich.
He don't remember that.
Rick Barry.
Hey, now driving Petrovich used to get Michael Jordan the flux. That was a bad white boy. That motherfucker, that was no joke.
Pure shooter.
Yes, sir. Defense, too. He played defense.
Man, I put Robin Pash on one of you motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Chief. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to see that.
Not the Chief.
What about Bill Walton?
He's a bad motherfucker back in the day.
Oh, Bill Walton.
No problem.
Yeah.
Bill Walton is kind of soft.
Bill Walton, weak ass. That half-good motherfucker say broke up all
that's
the time.
That's just like right now.
He's
a
role player.
Post moves
he's a role player.
Motherfucking Joel Embiid and goddamn it, the boy from motherfucking the boy from goddamn Dallas, that boy.
The next motherfucking shooter after Steph Curry, goddamn it, is Dirk Nowitzki, goddamn it. Oh, Dirk.
When y'all talking about the role player. Everybody forgot about old four-eyed-ass Kirk Rambis from the Lakers. That white boy, that was a joke.
Bill Lambert, man.
Yeah, he
Bill
was
that
not the bad boy.
He was to break a motherfucker nose.
Yes, sir.
That was his thing.
Bill Lambert was,
Bill Lambert, he changed in a heartbeat.
I said him earlier, Flop, I said Lambert. I said the boys when he... If they would have put Lambert ass, they would have did a pick and put Lambert on Curry so he could elbow his ass in the neck.
Oh, man.
They always kept a guy on the fucking bench to go in and do some bullshit back then. They always did that. That was they always had somebody say that.
What was the boy? Anthony Mason from the New York Knicks. That was a bad
grandmama. Grandmama.
You talking about Larry Johnson?
Grandmama. Okay. Okay.
What's his name?
That was Grandmama Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson. Yeah. Grandmama.
But kids just mentioned boy Anthony Mason. That motherfucker had them black.
Used to beat up on the
Bulls
all night long.
Yeah. He was like that. That nigga was something else. Yep.
Charles Oakley. Man, please.
Then Oakley wound up playing.
Well, yeah, Rick Mahorn.
Yeah,
Oakley came to the Bulls for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, Oakley came to the Bulls. See, that's what I'm saying. If you remember that era. Them other motherfuckers going to always have a problem with telling you this era can compete. If you witnessed that shit, they going to always have a problem telling you
this. I bet if a motherfucker would have fouled Michael Jordan too hard, Oakley would have knocked the shit out of him.
Yep.
I've always said, Vaughn, if you don't know anything about
basketball from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you really can't even argue with me.
You really can't argue with me.
They
were saying he was gay, and he was hugging them motherfucking players and shit, intimidating them, hugging them and shit.
Oh, you talking about Dennis Rodman?
Who was doing
that?
Roger wasn't just hugging them, he was blowing in their ear, pinching them on the ass, kissing them behind the neck.
Yeah.
Well, What about Walt Frazier and Earl Monroe from the New York Knicks?
Yeah.
Them were some bad boys, some bad guards.
Yeah, definitely was some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you got to Nate Archibald.
They said fucking point guards. Mark Price was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he was.
Georgia, right?
Yes, he was.
That's first down.
Yeah, Mark Price was good. That's first down. He was a true
Price,
point guard.
Stockton, to be white boys, it was damn good.
That's why I said the Lakers was the first super team when fucking Malone and Gary Payton, all of them went over there with Shaq. That was the first super team. Then the second super team was when Boston did it with Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce.
Right.
Wait a minute. Don't forget Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Magic Johnson. You can't
forget them. They drafted them, boy. They ain't going to get them.
Norm Nixon.
That was another good point guard.
Norm Nixon.
Gerald Dawkins was a true center. You couldn't bring anything on
Chalk
him. You couldn't put that shit on
the
board.
Chalk that thunder.
McGinnis.
Big man got to be able to shoot the jumper now.
There's a lot of players, man.
A big man ain't have to have a jumper back then.
No.
Because he had a low post game.
Bob Lanier. Look at them.
Listen.
That was their job. They was a low post player. They had no reason to be outside. Even Kareem shot outside jumping 15 footers. Hey, man, yo ass shoot a fucking three and you a center, you'll get fired. Crooked letter, what about Gilbert Arenas?
Yeah, he was a bad boy.
That's number zero. That motherfucker was the first one to trick the people out that hundred some million.
Man.
Yeah.
That was a bad motherfucker.
That was the first motherfucker really jacked it up from that far. He was jacked up very well.
Now, that was a pure shooter. Andrew Toney.
What about Philadelphia.
Andrew Toney. Yep. Maurice Cheeks.
And you talking about point guard.
See, that's what I'm saying. This
2000 and up era is not like what it used to like back in the day.
And they just saw Maurice Cheeks game. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm saying
generations have changed. You will never understand if you haven't witnessed that shit. We was in that shit, Michael Jordan. We was goddamn watching games, in the alley in the backyard waiting on them to win so we could fucking go breaking stores and shit. But you know what though,
Von? Listen, I would have put Vinny Johnson and downtown Freddie Brown against any shooter they got right. When they came off the bench and got in the game, every team in the league know what they was going to do.
Yep.
Man, we thought motherfucking Craig Hodges and motherfucking John Paxson was the shit just because they hit wide open shots. Wasn't nobody sticking them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck was sticking Kukoc and Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen was out
nobody.
There?
Nobody.
This basically a free throw.
I'll say it again, and I'll say it again over and over. If Michael Jordan hadn't retired, the Bulls would have won 8 championships in a row. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Because then they
make it to the Western Conference Finals without him. The Eastern Conference Finals that year without him.
What Magic and Bird said about him, don't you? Magic said he ain't nothing. Larry Bird told him, say, well, hey, Magic, yes, he is. He is.
Hey, man, I lost all respect for Dwight Howard when he's sitting on the bench holding his boy's dick.
Yeah, well, he's a faggot.
You can Google it. It's on Google.
You
put it up on Google.
No, yeah, I heard about that.
How you Google
it? Man, that man, he was, hey.
How you Google it?
They say guys that was on the Lakers team didn't want to get to the foul.
How you Google it? What you Google?
I don't know whether it was under Dwight Howard most embarrassing moment or is Dwight Howard gay with some crazy, but they show him sitting on the bench and he just got his hands all on dude. The players looking like, man, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing this shit, man?
Yeah. He's playing around grabbing another man.
And the motherfucker who he holding his dick, he ain't doing shit. He just sitting there.
Traumatized.
And I mean, this wasn't for 2 seconds. It was for shit, a few minutes.
They go 7 foot six.
It's the same thing in football and shit. Them arrows back in the 70s, 80s, they are a hell of a lot better than they were nowadays.
Hell yeah, man. These motherfuckers today, you knock one of them down.
Running backs, your quarterbacks, all them wide receivers.
All kind of penalties on you, man.
Yep.
Yeah, they used to have bounties on guys back then, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, if you knock the quarterback out the game, you got dinner.
Right. These little receivers, that shit they doing today. You're a John Sorrows, you ain't throwing them with a cut
yeah.
ball around their ass. They're running rings around these people, man.
Yep.
But one of the stupidest plays in the NFL I've seen in recent years is that vulnerable player bullshit. What you supposed to do, stop and let him catch the ball and then tackle it?
Yeah.
They
don't take the fun out of the game, out of all the games, man. Football, basketball, everything. They don't take the
yep.
fun away. They ain't excited no more like they used to be.
Yep.
Hey, Lee, that's just like me and you were talking about this a while ago. We were watching the game. We were talking about it, and the quarterback ran down the sideline, and he threw it up. He ran across the line, behind the line, and threw the ball to the sideline. The receiver caught the ball, and he was running like he was going to go out of bounds, and the player pushed him out of bounds because he was going to turn and go up. And they called a flag on
yeah.
him for that. What are you supposed to do? Just pull it up and let him run by him? Going to throw, if he was going
right.
to touch
right.
that, what they
man, please. But see, back in the day, quarterbacks knew they respected the linebackers and the defensive ends and shit. When they said they made the pocket for them, that's what they were, pocket quarterback. They knew not to bring their ass out their pocket, but they knew what they had.
Yeah.
Fucking Moon J. Green or Reggie White, one of them kids see out there talking. Tear your ass up.
Shit.
Hey, back
Reggie
then,
White
was
one
of the. Reggie White was one of the best defenders that ever played the game.
Hey.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Jack Tatum of the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Paralyzed Daryl Singer from Marshall in Chicago.
don't forget about that damn Ted Henderson on the defensive end. That big white boy, the man start. That motherfucker dirty as a plate.
Lawrence Taylor.
And then
man.
Hammond.
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor was the only player I ever seen to dominate a whole game. Intercept the ball, run it back for a touchdown, slam the quarterback at least 4 times in the game, stop the running back on short yardage, man.
That's the only somebody I know that when he got ready to play against the opposition team, motherfuckers was calling in talking about their stomach was hurting.
They were sick and all this. Oh, man. Hey, look. Hey, pull me up on the internet and listen at the shit he used to talk.
Yeah,
he just slammed the quarterback.
Mike Singletary
of
the Bears. Richard Dent. Man, please.
Yeah. Wilbur Marshall.
Oh, what about Doug Plank?
Wilbur Marshall hits your ass. You was hit.
Shit, what about Alan Payne?
Yep, all these leagues are much softer than they were back in the days.
Man,
Eagle Jones,
Conrad
Dobler, and all them old motherfuckers, man.
Loud.
But you know, in the old days, they had their metal spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them guys used to take fouls and foul them spikes to a point.
step on your motherfucking hand and leg.
The Raiders is the most physical team I ever saw. Them motherfuckers.
Nick Buckers used to spit all over the ball on the center, so to make the ball slip out the center's hand and fumble.
Hey, the Oakland Raiders didn't give a fuck about penalties. Hey, they didn't give a fuck about penalties or nothing. They tear your ass up.
That's so big.
Yep.
Boy, if y'all pick up the highlights on O.J. Simpson, it's a highlight of Dick Buckets picking up O.J. and body slamming him so hard his helmet popped off his motherfucking head.
Yeah,
and O.J. had a big ass
head. Man,
yep.
Yeah. They don't water the game down, man. They
yeah,
fucked
all,
over
all,
the
game. All the sports
again,
were watered
again,
down
you know
nowadays.
You know what they what they did, why they have to. They had them right ahead of them. They was a lot of thicker, a lot heavier. They were better equipped than this new shit. You know, they got them bike helmets. Now the lightweight, all that quality stuff kind of, you know, make it lighter for the players and all that shit. It made it lighter, but it didn't protect them. They started bringing all that new shit in, that lightweight shit.
They'll start getting hurt and all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, when they had the quick time in the day, when you had the real equipment back in the day, that shit would protect you, you know.
What'd
but
you
now, see, all this lightweight shit they got, man, all this new shit, that shit ain't protecting you.
It's a bad couple of years. They're going to be enough. Lee, that Astel helmet is a real thing that they using now, though.
Man, they it might be some shit that they got now, probably better than what they had. But a lot of this shit that they had, them bike helmets, that shit wasn't hitting on nothing. That was the bike brand. That shit that wasn't hitting on nothing. That was just some lightweight shit they was using for weight purposes, but it wasn't protecting them guys none.
Yeah, they went to them. They got them Astels and that joke, and they pumped that joke up. And you put it on, it form fit to your head. And pump it up where it's on your head.
Yeah.
You take it off, it'll go right back to it like it was.
Well, I know back in the days, we had them Rydell helmets. We had them in college and in high school.
Rydell or Wilson. We had Rydell or Wilson.
Yep. Rydell or Wilson. Yep, that's what we had. And that was good shit.
I used to go buy, back in them days, I wouldn't go buy no goddamn Nikes and all them little titties. I'd go buy them goddamn Wilson or Rydell tennis shoes that the coaches used to wear, them black motherfuckers.
Pro kids.
Those
pro kids.
Wear them motherfuckers. That's what I wore.
You're right, them motherfuckers there. You turn the corner too hard, them motherfuckers rip down the whole side. Yeah. I mean, everything they do now is to stay really.
We had, in high school, we had, our cleats were made by Spalding.
Yeah.
The people that made the basketball, they made the cleats, too.
Yeah, we had them, too.
Joker, you can screw them spikes in the different size spikes in the bottom of them. You screw them in and out.
Yep. The linemen kept that shit. We didn't have them. We had them other ones. The linemen kept
The turf shoe.
Yep. The linemen kept the shoe on spike, so they was up in that mud a lot. We had the turf shoe where we can get on out of there.
Yeah, now in New Orleans, we played down there at the Civic Center down there. By the Astrodome down there, we played that building over there nice, the arena, whatever the hell they call it. We used to play in there. Now when we played that, we wore turf shoes. When we played on the field in the city park, we wore cleats. Cause that goddamn natural turf out there, that shit was a monster back then. Man, I got them grass. That grass used to be so thick it'll cushion your fall, man.
Yeah, right.
Shit looked like a golf course. it's winding down. Everybody gone, huh? I don't hear nobody no more.
Hey,
they're doing like LeBron James do flop. That's what they're doing.
hey, Lee, now I'm going to ask you a kid something right now. Big Anything, LeBron the biggest flop in the game. Big Anything, that LeBron the biggest flop ever played the game in history. I say Reggie Miller. Who y'all say?
What?
I said Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller was good.
I get paid at least
the way I look at it, Crooked Love. Now LeBron James got them at 6'8", 6'9", 250, 60 pounds. How's a little motherfucker point guard gonna bump you and knock you all on the floor and shit? Come on, man.
But that's the way the game is played these days, kid. He just falling in suit. I ain't taking up for him now. I'm just saying.
I mean, did you ever see Michael Jordan do that?
But they played a physical game when he was playing, though. They don't play like that no more.
Hey, they just let me know. They just let me know right there. I better not catch Crooklet on the basketball court. We're going to be pulled up.
Well,
oh,
see,
man.
I'm going to tell you like this, Eddie.
He's going to play soft. You're going to play the kind of game you bragging on that song.
Hey, kid, you remember how you be put the elbow in the jungle back and he lean back on you like they used to? When he do that shit, I'm going to roll off up on him. Let him roll on the ground.
You're going to flop. You're going to think about LeBron James. You're going to fall out.
Shit, I'm going to take you to the hole.
He the greatest flopper of all time.
How the hell he ain't ready to do it. Reggie Miller. You can run out of Reggie Miller out there shoot a 3-pointer or whatever on jump shot. You can run out there, don't even touch that motherfucker.
Hey,
he'll jump up
and
you
and fall out. We didn't even mention him. That was another shooting
LeBron.
Reggie Miller.
Huh?
Reggie Miller was a pure shooter too.
LeBron do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell he don't?
Him and his sister. Shit. Cheryl Miller was the same way.
Cheryl Miller, plenty of times people ran by LeBron,
didn't touch him.
Yeah, but LeBron,
man,
only
LeBron.
Plenty of times people ran.
Fall over and roll on the floor like
you
did.
Letter.
Huh?
LeBron just got his whole demeanor as a player, the way his attitude and all that is. That hurts him a lot.
I'm gonna tell you, it's two things against LeBron right now in the league. It's two things. That Skip Bayless and fucking old ludicrous looking motherfucker. What his name? Stephen A. Smith. Them two motherfuckers right now talk so much shit about that man to where everybody gonna go by
Stephen
what
a.
they say.
Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith is the Uncle Tom is the dick sucking his motherfucker in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Jason Whitlock. Don't forget about Jason Whitlock now. Big fat head.
That's it.
Looking like Big Eddie.
I don't know. We might, Corey.
Hey. To me, the difference between LeBron and Jordan is Jordan was more of a closer. At the end of the game, LeBron would pass that ball off. Jordan wanted to make that last shot. Give it here.
Right, but Jordan was a finisher. And a lot of guys don't understand that. Jordan took over the game when he wanted to take it over. He did everything that he wanted to do, and he would finish the game. A lot of these guys can't do that. That makes them different from a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't love the person. Hey, but two other people that I know that played in the league that did like you just said. I gotta get George in what you just said, and there ain't but two other people that I can say that did the same thing. That was Reggie Miller, and that was Magic Johnson.
Larry Bird too.
Not mention Larry Bird.
You can't mention Larry Bird.
And you even got to say Kevin McHale.
Yeah, but Larry Bird was
a big one,
man.
Michelle too.
Damn, Kevin McHale, old zombie looking ass.
That zombie looking 6'10", 6'11", motherfucker could shoot
like,
and had that little one hand to turn around.
That just look like a walking dead man with his dirty ass.
Yeah, that motherfucker got a fucked up body, don't he, man? But he, he was on point, though.
They said he used to look like a human monster with no makeup.
Right, a dead man.
Yeah, but, hey, that motherfucker will get you them 12, 15
points. Oh, yeah. I can't take nothing from
you. 15 rebounds, goddammit. And that's all they
did. Yes, sir.
Yep.
But now,
they had Larry Gilbert over there.
But who was the one man that Kevin McHale hated to play against?
You.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, well, hell, all of them hated to play against Dennis.
Yeah, all of them hated Dennis.
He's on them hated
him. But you know what
they said? Dennis would bust a slob on you.
Not only that, but, hey, look, small as Dennis Rodman was, Dennis Rodman could bench 405 pounds. His max.
Yeah, right. Yep.
That motherfucker was strong, man. He wasn't just no pushover now.
He was small. Freak.
Right. He was had natural strength. Shit, he'd been 405 pounds.
And Lee.
He would have still been in Detroit if he hadn't found out that three or four
Where did Dennis Rodman play high school ball at?
I don't know where that motherfucker played at, but I know where
he
played.
He walked on at Wichita State.
Yeah.
He walked on at Wichita State.
Hey, you want me to tell y'all another guy that was hell back in the days, too? The motherfucking Sidney Moncrief. Lord, him.
Oh, yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Sidney was a bad motherfucker, wasn't he?
Yeah. Ain't nobody said nothing about the Skywalker, David Thompson out there in Denver.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They mentioned him earlier. Yeah, he was a bad guy.
In college, that man jumped so high, he came down and had a concussion.
Y'all miss Abel. Yeah.
Oh, he played for the Circus.
For the who?
The Circus.
Oh, Lord.
He was shooting threes on the big top.
Hey, when I played in high school.
Oh, Butterbeans.
My face was Charlie Russell's brother. Now, Charlie Russell was a bad motherfucker, too. That was a cheap motherfucker. My high school face was Donald Russell.
And look, he used to step past half court, and he'd say, if he hit the shot, we got to run, do suicide. If we miss the shot, we go home. Man, we used to be running all goddamn night in there. That motherfucker, no, he just shoot, man.
Who are you saying? Who you say, Lee?
Cassie Russell, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Carver High School, Cassie Russell.
Carver High School.
Why y'all tell me about Chicago?
Yeah, we used to be so mad at that motherfucker. We ain't know what to do, man. He tell us, he say, if he step past half court and he hit that jump shot, we got to run. If he miss it, we can go home. Man, that motherfucker step past half court, you couldn't see nothing but the bottom of the net. Boy, we used to be so goddamn mad, shit.
And goddamn Billy Harris was one of the Chicago street legends, was a bad motherfucker. Got a tryout with the Bulls, and him and Dick Motta got into it.
Yep, and they blackballed his ass right on.
Yes, sir.
And Lee, why you didn't tell me Big Mark was there, man? He in the history books in Chicago basketball, scored 70 points in a game. People standing behind the goal with Jewtown police shots, and he ain't miss a point.
Yeah,
oh,
God
man. Lord, that must. How long ago was that in, Crooked Love?
I was going to let you out. wasn't going to do nothing with your wallet. I'm going to let you end the season. Your wallet melody head ass on a soft note, but I got to get you now. I can't let you get away with that.
Hey man, don't try to put that on me because your poo poo tunnel full of goddamn watermelon seeds you done ate.
Hey, you know who was another bad white boy that played? That motherfucking Jack Sigma. He had a nasty jump shot.
Oh yeah, Seattle Supersonics.
That motherfucker had a nasty one. Man.
Yeah. I mentioned another one of y'all. Y'all didn't say nothing about Kiki Vandeweghe.
Yeah.
New York Knicks.
He scored like a motherfucker. But that Jack Sigma had
I'm
this awkward-ass jump shot. He used to hit that motherfucker, didn't he, man?
Hey.
Damn, he hit that shot.
Hey, Lee, I'm going to tell you one thing y'all ain't said nothing about tonight.
Yeah,
one man. Ain't nobody said nothing about the Rain Man.
Just Williams.
Huh?
Yeah.
What about and, Luke Just Williams?
And Jerry West
Williams. The Rain Man. What's his name? Play with
Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp.
Yeah, Sean Kemp. The Rain Man.
Yeah. Yeah, but that motherfucker Sean Kemp, he loved to get drunk too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was a hell of a player, though.
He was drunk. Oh yeah. He definitely.
That's something. He could dunk now. That's something. He could
yeah,
sky.
Yeah, but that motherfucker, shit, he was already tall as hell.
Vince Carter.
Nobody mentioned the human highlight film. Dominique Wilkins.
Hey, but you want me to tell you when the guy was on in the NBA, he was one of the most explosive players in the NBA. And Tracy McGrady, when that motherfucker was on, man.
Looking at one side of the court and shooting from the other side with my eyes.
I seen him do some of the ugliest dunks in the top 100. He got about two or three in that shit, man. He cold with that shit.
But now I'm going to ask y'all this. Who had the ugliest shot in the NBA ever?
I would say Rick Barry.
Bill Cartwright.
Who?
Bill Cartwright. Bill Cartwright.
No.
I'm going to go with Rick Barry.
The man had a commercial. Man say, ugly socks, ugly shoes, ugly shorts, ugly shot, but it worked. Tim Hardaway.
Oh, Tim Hardaway.
Hardaway.
Remember he
was the first one running the crossover around here. Hey,
yeah, he had the best
Tim Hardaway from Chicago.
When I was in high school, we used to play against him. My coach was from Carver. Always used to put the players over the Carver, and they come over to us. We used to play all the time. That was a shooting motherfucker there.
Remember you all put the ball behind his head and shoot it from behind his head. That ugly shot they were talking about. It was hard to block, too.
Adrian Dantley definitely was
what
a good
about
player.
Man.
He was definitely.
Not the Detroit Pistons.
AD.
The teacher.
Yep. Yeah.
They traded AD to the New York Knicks the year they
Terry
won their
Collins,
first championship in Detroit. Wire. And they gave him the ring anyway.
Yeah,
and
Mark White was bad. Western House, Chicago.
Big Mark bagged your ass in the post. He put that ass on you and got them spotted jump shot.
What's up? I played ball with Terry Cummings and his two brothers, man. He had his brother Lee couldn't have been in no league, man. You would have had to put a pistol to Lee, man, because all he's going to do, he's going to give you the hardest foul in the world. He's going to elbow you, and he's going to want to fight every game, man. It wasn't a game we played a great time. They didn't want to fight. They had to kick him out and ban him from the park. Huh?
Yeah, Big Mark McGuire, he'd be around all the time.
Yep. Him and Isaiah hang out together.
Yeah, Isaiah got him from the Mavericks over there to Detroit where we get him that ring.
Yeah.
Oh boy, ran over that girl ass on the sideline.
Well, they was off the west side of Big Mark.
Yes, sir. Where did he went to? West was it Westinghouse he went to?
Yeah, Mark Mark went to Westinghouse. Isaiah went to St. Thomas.
Yeah. We had one court. They all used to be at the Marilyn's house.
Yep, exactly.
All of them.
2800 on Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, got him.
Yes, sir. I've seen a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot.
Do y'all remember Connie Hawkins?
Yeah.
Connie Hawkins.
The Hawk had the longest wingspan in the NBA.
The biggest hands you ever wanted to see.
Yeah.
That's why he could palm a basketball like Michael Jordan could.
He had a wingspan of a 7'4" player.
Yeah. Mickey Johnson. Yep.
Yep.
Tricky Mickey.
Yeah.
Don't forget the A-Train.
Yeah.
Artis Gilmore.
Yeah.
But NBA was loaded with so much. The talent was so great back then.
Yeah. He was Stephen Curry. Daddy. Dale Curry, he was a bad man.
Yeah, Dale Curry.
Dale Curry.
Shooting, pure shooting was good in that family. It was good in that family.
Yeah.
Even the mama could shoot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They all come by natural.
Dave Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Dave Bean. We used to call Dave Bean Baser.
Yeah.
Quick as a whip.
Bob Love lived out of the street from me now.
Yep.
Yeah. See him all the time.
Wow.
Boy, Bob Love used to have a stuttering problem so bad it was just they wouldn't even talk to him.
Yeah, he managed to get it halfway fixed during
his
later part of life.
He did. You think he can talk? Fuck around, interview Moses Malone and see what he says.
Oh man.
Yes, sir. And Ron Harper had a bad stuttering problem.
Right, he had a bad speech impediment.
Yeah.
But he was a hell of a defensive player, though.
Yeah, he was. Hey, you remember Philly had them other two white boys over there, Bobby Jones and Steve Nicks. They were role players, too.
Yep.
Yeah, Bobby Jones was a defensive player. Hell of a defensive player. Steve Nicks. Them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
We had Jerry Sloan here.
Hey, kid, do like Uncle Larry did. Go way back. Go back to Pee Wee Kirkland and Wes Unseld and them boys there.
Yeah, Baltimore Bullets, Wes Unseld.
Big
6'7". 6'7". Wide body. 6'7" wide body.
Paul
Silas. Yeah.
Kevin Duckworth.
Yeah, old big Kevin Duckworth. Thornridge High School out here in South Holland.
You might steal a few baskets. So you'll be holding that gun. You're going to pay for them baskets. Hey, remember Bobby Dandridge from Milwaukee?
Yep. Milwaukee Bucks Championship 1971.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he played over there with Kareem, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah, Kareem, Oscar Robinson, Bob Dandridge.
That was Steve Maverick, man. That's back in them days there.
Adrian Dantley.
Mm-hmm.
See, that goddamn curly-haired Rick Fox was pretty rough when he came into the league.
Yeah, he was decent.
He had a real supporting cast. That made his job easy. So he had Michael Cooper on one side, and he had Robert Horry on the other side over there. You know, the way they played him. And then he had Jamal Wilkes.
Yep. Silky. Yes, Silky,
sir.
Baby.
Yes, sir. That motherfucker could shoot, too. He get you them baskets when you need it.
He come in the league as Keith Silk Wilkes.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was the first somebody I saw twirl the basketball in his hand before he shot a free throw. Goddamn Jamal Wilkes. UCLA.
Hey, we can't even mention nothing without mentioning Spud Webb, too. That little motherfucker, man. God damn. I seen him play the Lakers one day. He stole a ball from Magic. Magic chased him, and he ran down there and dumped the ball. Magic was so outdone by the play. When Magic took the ball out, he handed the ball back to Spud, and Spud, come right back and did a layup.
I don't know what kind of goddamn fireworks that they shoot down there. That bitch exploding like a goddamn stick of dynamite.
Oh, man.
That shit shaking the house, man.
Yeah, I can hear a few gunshots now. The mother getting ready.
Yeah. You people start shooting in New York time.
It's 41-41. With 54 seconds. It's tied now. They got to kick the field goal and go for two.
Yeah, I don't know how Ohio State let them kiss back up with them like that.
Georgia just tied it up. Now they kicked the extra point. It's 42-41.
Who is that quick letter?
Georgia.
42-41.
Yeah, y'all gonna learn. They are about 1 point, baby. Yeah. Y'all gonna learn. 54
seconds.
Y'all
gonna
learn. Man, you can quit that shit. Hey, Tim House gonna commit suicide, man.
Oh, man. The Midwesterner. Not the Midwesterner.
Michigan made him walk the plank. And then I told him Georgia was going to kill Ohio State, but he didn't want no parts of that either, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Flock can't be right 2 times in a row.
Oh, yeah, he's going to commit suicide. Now, that's no bullshit.
Well, hell, Flop at night that I got jumped on the show that we told him then that Michigan wasn't going to get that. It wasn't strong enough.
Cooking that still talking about him getting jumped on. Listen, man.
Yeah, I did. I got jumped on. You called it.
Listen, man, ain't nobody getting jumped on. God, man, ain't nobody jumped on you quick enough.
Lee called it.
Nobody jumping on you quick enough. God damn it, you 1,600 miles away. How can they jump on you?
Verbally.
Oh, man. You've been on this show too long.
It was verbal assault.
Verbal abuse.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Got 54 seconds. They got 54 seconds to go down the field.
Man, I ain't got 54.
My TV says it's 39 seconds.
I'm behind y'all. They just kicked off. They get the ball back from the kickoff.
Man,
right now, the
25.
Player stop. Somebody got hit on Jordan.
No, that's to give him a rest, man. Kidding. That's the fake. That's the fake injury. Put in fresh player.
They just put that's the right. time back up to 43 seconds.
If Ohio State don't do something, they're going to walk off the cliff, too. Like, how we let them boys come back?
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Hey, kid, who's saying mm-hmm. leaving on that midnight train to Georgia, man?
Oh,
glad
man.
Glad to night, baby. Glad to night,
baby. Got there right. Woo woo. Somebody finna
hey,
be leaving on it.
Hey, Flop was glad to say he's going back to find. Going back to
yeah.
find what? Woo hoo. His own.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ohio State fuck around and let those slip out their hands.
Yeah, they done let it slip out already. They got to try to get
mm-hmm.
it back. They done slipped
yeah.
out their motherfucking hand.
Yep.
Yeah. Whoever get there got that bad-ass TCU.
Yeah, mm. should be a good game.
The
next
you
Monday
defense.
Night. Next Monday night. Fuck Dogs. Fuck Dogs radio show.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know he's going to burn you up for that one, man.
Mm-hmm. Fuck him.
Oh, he's going to tell us something.
Oh, it's cool when he do it. It's a problem when you do it, huh?
Right, exactly. Fuck him.
Hey,
Papa,
let me ask you a question. What's up with this dude, Pro Shot Gordo? What's up with that dude, man?
I don't know. I just done heard about him a little bit.
He from the DMV. He from the DMV.
Yeah, he Puerto Rican or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He talk a lot of shit. I know that.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with talking a lot of shit. You just got to be able to back it up.
He ain't gonna back none of it up. He always cutting people out. Get them riled up and he cut them off on the shows and shit. He be having on his lives and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I know one show, if he ever looking for smoke, he could call in on. And the players on that show will burn his ass up and run him off. They'll come together like a pack of hungry neighborhood dogs and tear a motherfucker ass out the land.
Hyenas.
I don't want to beat that motherfucking ass.
Yeah, I don't care how much of a... All they got to do is get in field goal range.
They in field goal range.
Yeah, they in field goal range.
He just did make that last field goal.
He better try to get closer.
He got to make it.
He just did go across the bar. He was closer than that.
Man, I don't know why they didn't call that holding on number 74.
Mm-hmm.
They want to look.
Hold his ass
up. So this is about a 40-yard field goal from where they at. 40, 41, 45.
Yeah, but they got
mm-hmm.
they got another play, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking about where they at on the 31.
Yeah.
Yep. This is for all the marbles.
Georgia had to use a timeout.
Hey, what town?
Ohio
what
State
town that game
timeouts.
On? ESPN. What town?
35. My team is
33.
Might
not have that up in here. Might not have it up in here.
Going down. Oh, they running it for nothing, nigga.
Yeah,
so
that's that man right there looking at that last place. Well, he got that first down at the field goal right after the
ball in the
center
of the field and getting it close as they can.
That ball would not be going in the air, I don't believe.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're scared to get an interception.
No, they're going to keep that ball on the ground and try to position it where they want the best kick from. Straight on.
Right.
Still
right, right. Straight ahead.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to have to throw that ball to be like them goddamn West Collar War with the Raiders, though, the week when they had that game and motherfucker could have won it and fuck right got the ball intercepted on that pitch, man.
The Patriots, dumbass.
Yep.
Man, that Michigan game, I never understand how Harbaugh let that clock run down like that without calling timeout till under it got that low.
I don't know. He might have had a mental relapse. Yeah. I don't know what was on his mind.
I'd have called a timeout with 2:47. I'd have called a timeout in the 2 minutes.
Oh, he didn't keep it out there. Hey, he tried to throw that motherfucker. He didn't keep it out there, goddamn it.
He sure did.
Shocked me.
That was the dumbest shit in the world.
That motherfucker.
Hey, man,
I've
seen Cooker made a 99-yard field goal one time. All he did was let him run and dive forward.
Yeah.
And he hit that motherfucker
right,
football with his helmet.
Right.
That motherfucker went straight through
right.
The goal.
You're right, Eddie. It was on one of the more electric goddamn
stupid motherfucker.
That wasn't plugged up. I pissed through the goal post. That's how I made that field goal.
Hit it with your helmet. That motherfucker went through the goal.
That motherfucker threw that bitch. He went on through it away, though. But he was going to throw that bitch again.
Kill it that time.
They should let me run the ball, Charlie. They should let me run the ball right up the middle.
Well, see, running the ball won't stop the clock if you get tackled.
I bet you they ice him. I bet you they iced the kicker.
Oh, yeah. You know they're going to do that,
Charlie. 4-11.
They're going to ice him now.
44-yarder, ain't it?
Oh, no.
That man nervous as hell right now.
Hero.
He's been hit shit.
Well, he can hit. Or he can have death threats all night long.
Well, he gonna have them. No, he might not make that motherfucker.
I pressed the motherfucker, shouted.
Damn, baby. Pressure bust a pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they
retarded
hey,
son of man,
did
like
they
Odell Georgia with all these goddamn Pappers.
That quarterback for Georgia did his motherfucking job. He can't stop this.
Mm-mm.
Look, they missed it. They missed it.
I told you that.
Oh, it's over with. Oh, hey, Duke going to have death threats tomorrow. Hey, Duke finna have death threats. He missed it. His stupid ass.
No, man, he missed it all the way. I'm talking about he didn't get
called
away.
They did. Tim House on here now, y'all. Don't do it.
Hey, before he kicked it,
I was on here. So
goddamn flop. I said, man, going to have death threats, man. You don't
man,
make
that nigga missed it. Hey, kid.
This ain't the NFL.
I want Georgia to win, but I'm thinking, oh, it's all over with. This nigga done missed the kick.
Man, it's too far, flop. Hey, in college, man, that ain't shit.
That wasn't straight at all. I wasn't straight about that.
Hey, hold on, Skin. That could have been the kick to get you into the league, man.
You right.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go.
You right.
That bitch ain't want to go to the league.
That looked like a third stringer trying to kick that ball.
Man,
that wasn't nowhere near straight.
They show that kick again.
If they show that kick again, look at that shit, man.
Hey,
man, that shit
was look. But I'm gonna tell you something, that TCU and Georgia gonna be a hell of a game. Defensive game.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, that big number 7.
Yeah, everybody in Ohio now jumping up. Hey, them fireworks in Ohio might not just be fireworks behind that kid.
might be live ammunition, huh?
There'll be some motherfuckers blowing their brains out.
I'm telling you. Man, they let them shoot out their hands.
Hey, he did his motherfucker job.
Man.
It's all on the kicker.
Like they say, it's better to be lucky than good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what pays.
Yes, indeed.
He blew it. Hey, for the rest of his life, he going to be, man, you remember you fucked that game off? We could have had the damn play for the national championship.
Yep, that's going to be a nightmare the rest of his life.
See, you would rather lose by 10 points or 10 points in a field goal than to miss some shit like that, the game winning.
They scared. They done ran all the time down and everything. Like, oh, yeah, we got this. You go out there.
When the man could have just threw the damn ball. You see how far that ball was? They just showed the kick.
They in the damn ball. They can't say they was outside. The wind was a factor.
Yeah.
Goddamn kick wide left.
Got no room for it. Hey, Mark, you trying to get the man killed. Hey, Mark, you trying to get the man killed. He can't use the wind or nothing.
He can't say shit.
He can't say it was a high wind. Nigga, we in the dome.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of wind gusts going around in the United States now. You know.
Yeah, hey kid, they had the fans up too high, man, for the ventilation fans.
Yeah, they had them up on high instead of medium. That's wild.
They gave the football with the lid in it.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a long ride, goddamn it, to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that nigga, they're going to get he better get his own transportation home.
I'll tell you. somebody going to kill me, get on the bus or the plane.
Hey, kid, because the good guys going to be saying, man, that's okay, you tried it. Somebody going to raise up and say, man, fuck you, man. You fucked our gas about 5 seats.
That wasn't nowhere near close.
You don't tell him in the locker room, hey, man, I'm going to ride home with my mom and daddy. I'll catch y'all with my wife.
No, I'm going to spend the night in Georgia where I'm going to get more like that.
Yep.
Start making your living arrangements for in Georgia. Shit.
Hmm.
They love
yes,
you down
indeed.
There. Kid said, well, you look at this motherfucker. He missed it.
Oh boy.
Man, that nigga squatted that kick, man.
Yep, that was no wide left. That wasn't nowhere near close.
Man. Nowhere near. Like he threw the game up. I believe someone fucking paid him off.
Hey, Ken, son, did you even try? Did you even try to make the kick?
Hell no. I could have did better than that.
Look like the Georgia people got to him with the death threats before the Ohio people did.
Yeah, ain't lying. Look at this fat bitch keep on taking pictures of fat ass.
I bet you this. I hope he'll see you because he ain't going to be there next year.
Hey, I could tell you this, too. He could stay in Georgia and get all the pussy he wants.
Yeah,
he a hero down there.
Yes, sir. Ain't no way in hell, goddamn it. I'm going to get on 75 going back north to Georgia. I mean, Columbus.
No, sir.
And I guarantee
goddamn
you,
highway
if
my
KV. Hey, kid, if I'm on that bus, I damn sure ain't going to sleep.
Yep. Man.
Hey, Walt, Nigga gonna be popping no dose and drinking coffee and everything.
Yep.
Come on, man. I ain't going to.
Mm-mm.
I ain't even thinking about that. The nigga on the block. Everybody mad. Everybody can go to sleep with him.
Yep. He better help the bus. He better help the driver out.
I can't believe. Man, I'd have been trying to get that motherfucker close as possible.
Man,
shit.
That nigga better get behind the wheelchair. I'll run this motherfucker off the bridge and kill all of them.
Hey, Shorty, they said pressure bust a pipe. They said pressure bust a pipe.
That motherfucker can't even ride next to the coach, man.
It ain't half as bad as that pressure they going to put on him and bust his ass.
Yep.
They catch that motherfucker in that locker room by himself.
He ain't never been down right now. Scared to take his fucking uniform off. That bitch scared to take his uniform off.
He just cost them the national shot at the national championship.
Yes, he did.
Man, it could have at least been close and bounced off the motherfucking thing or something and missed.
Yeah.
That motherfucker wasn't even close, man. Nowhere near.
In the back of his head.
Nowhere
he
near close.
I got to live through this. But somebody done offered him $100,000 or something. It must just be Georgia Tang, cause they get
that man
in that thing, 99 Marvin D on the wall, man. Y'all leave him alone.
Hey,
Big Ball said about 1 point, man.
Hey, Big Ball said he damn sure been not gonna sleep on that bus.
That motherfucker in that
city, 99 miles. Hey, Lee. If you on that motherfucking bus knowing what you just lost,
man.
And that nigga fall asleep next to you and snore like, you died. Man, they going to pay his ass
up. They
going to pay
his ass up. My whole dick in his mouth. Shut up, man.
They going to pay his ass up, man.
He just pacified right in his motherfucking
mouth.
What
the fuck you going
for, nigga? He's gonna wish the motherfucker had put something in his mouth. Got that
put
his ass up. That's one of the worst motherfucking
children
in the world, that boy.
Hey, man, look, when they were getting close, I know he was like, shit, now I gotta kick this motherfucker. He was mad at the motherfucker. Hey, what chemo punk ass at? They were talking about how they gonna win.
Hey, he was hoping like hell that motherfucker, they gonna get a touchdown. Go on, get a touchdown, you dumb fucks.
Yeah,
y'all gonna put it all, put the whole game on me.
It's one thing for sure, and this shit here don't always turn out like we wanted to.
Yeah, you're right,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted Georgia to win bad. The motherfucker, I'm sitting over here really resolving and saying, "Oh, they don't fuck this out. Dude, finna go straight down the pike with it."
Yeah,
I remember.
You just knowing that was a sure kick.
Yeah, it wasn't always, but it was a few disappointing days that we left. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sitting there fucking with Flop. I'm like, Flop, they marching down there, baby.
Man, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what, though? Them motherfuckers, Ohio State, see, they ain't used to playing. Well, they used to now, but see, back in the days, we was in the Big Ten. When I went to Iowa, we played all Big Ten schools. We didn't see no other schools till it was just, you know, the playoffs. So we was used to playing each other mostly. Unless we had a scrimmage with somebody, if the coaches were schools, then, you know, you get 30 little scrimmage games or whatever. But shit, you ain't used to playing all them Pac-10 schools and all that shit. That shit makes a difference, man.
Oh, yeah.
It makes a big difference. I'm still mad the way Skid Coach said, man, this motherfucker missed
me. Hell yeah, dumbass.
Like,
man, look, I swear, when he first kicked it, when that motherfucker, when his foot looked like it turned, I said, he done missed this motherfucker. That bitch went wide left. I said, man, come on. Hey, you would have thought a motherfucker deflected or something, man. Damn.
You said it like you had $100,000 on the game. Man,
I did, man.
This, man.
Shit.
dumbass motherfucker.
I figured I missed.
Man, I knew he was going to miss that motherfucker 5 days. I said, man, why they ain't trying to get close as they can? Throw that motherfucker. Fuck it.
Well, he throw it. Man.
They going to try to run the clock down like they had it in the bag.
Now y'all just seen the second version of the GOAT. Tom Brady, the GOAT for being good. This man, the GOAT for fucking up.
Yeah. So fucked up.
It depends how his resume goes. He's one of them motherfuckers who been making big kicks all year. All this shit, they ain't going to be too hard on him.
If he one of them motherfuckers who's been missing a lot, oh, man.
Like I said, if he is senior, I hope he finishes and get his degree.
Some motherfuckers in the locker room, man.
Them kickers always get good. They always get chances. You know, it's hard to find. Yeah.